Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome for joining us here today. Thank you for tuning in. It is already Friday, the fifth day of June 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have Luke Radowski of We Are Change founding fame, who confronted one of the Democratic leaders in the state of New York concerning the fact that 9/11 is an inside job, and should there be a new investigation? She said yes, and that's made the rounds on Fox and other national news outlets. So I thought we'd talk to Luke Radowski, popping in, coming up in about 30 minutes. Then Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster to break down what's happening with the economy this week, the plunging dollar, the exploding price of gold and silver, and now other commodities. The Chinese laughing at little Timmy Geithner, the former New York Fed chairman, now the Treasury chairman, the fox literally guarding the hen house. That is coming up. And then we have Alan Watt joining us to break down the scientific psychological warfare system that we are living under, as well as one of the inventors of a stock exchange system, author, BBC television host, syndicated radio host, economist, Max Keiser will be joining us from Paris today. So a jam-packed Friday transmission. We will have open phones with Bob Chapman, with Alan Watt, and Max Keiser today. And I, of course, will be going over a large stack of important news as well here on the show. This is the type of news I have in front of me. This is out of the Buffalo News. Ruling allows taser use to get DNA, maybe nations first. And we have seen this in many cases of where someone refuses to give a urine sample to the police or to the hospital, and they chain them down and then call in the police, who in one Florida case tasered the guy 9 times. And the police chief, well, that was in Miami, defended it and said, yes, this is pain compliance. So we have this big debate about whether waterboarding is torture, when it obviously is in the Army's own field manuals, or then whether even torture itself is bad. Meanwhile, I've got videos from the 1980s of police in Indiana and in California breaking pro-lifers' arms on purpose, and federal judges saying, that's good. You sit on a sidewalk at the entrance of an abortion clinic peacefully, we're going to break your arms till bloody bones stick out of your flesh. And that is a good thing. So it's all on record in my film, Martial Law. We've played that video at PrisonPlanet.tv when we simulcast the last 2 hours of the radio show every day. And we have all these cases out there, and I keep explaining to people, torture has been going on since at least the 1960s as policy, and they call it pain compliance or pressure compliance. And so when they say, oh, we're just torture foreigners, baloney. I don't know why they don't call it when they rape someone's 5-year-old in front of them in Abu Ghraib, as the Army admits they do, part of policy. MSNBC, AP, New Yorker Magazine reported on that. I don't know why they don't just call it pain compliance. You see, this is the reality, so we'll cover that when we get back. Internet radio host Al Turner arrested. Sean Hannity's good buddy. And I believe this is a psyop and completely staged. I'll say that on record, so you'll get my take on that coming up. And a lot more. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website. Keep it locked in. Big transmission coming up.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Luke Radowski coming up. Bob Chapman to break down what's happening in the economy next hour. Alan Watt to break down the psychological dictatorship we live under. What the globalist manipulators are doing to the public. And Max Kaiser, economist, stock market system inventor, BBC TV host, syndicated radio host. Always informative. He'll be joining us in the last hour today. So a big Friday transmission lined up. We will have open phones in the second, third, and fourth hours today. Obviously, the big news, what everybody's been talking about the last two or three days, is that Barack Hussein Obama attacked anybody and had his handlers and surrogates attack anybody that pointed out that his father was a Muslim Marxist. It's kind of an oxymoron, but that's what he was. That his father hailed as an Arab, that Obama's really Arab. He's less than 10% African. That's on record. You can go look at the big news sites doing his genealogy. Nothing wrong with having an Arab American president. Let's just be honest about it. But see, everything with Obama's a hoax. So you couldn't talk about how Obama was going to be our first Arab or Muslim president that is brought up Muslim, went to Muslim schools. Then his stepdaddy was a Muslim in Indonesia. I mean, it goes on and on and on. All of his daddies are Muslims. And I didn't even make a big deal out of that in my film, The Obama Deception. In fact, we don't even mention it or get into it. We cover that the guy is a big foundation-run operative, a globalist, a liar, that he lied about not hiring lobbyists, that he lied about ending the wars, that he lied about ending torture and giving rights to detainees. I mean, he lies about everything. We list dozens and dozens and dozens of lies in the film. So I didn't touch the big hot-button issue of his birth certificate and how they're hiding the original and how they won't show even a copy of the original. They show a certificate, or his daddy being a Muslim and his stepdaddy being a Muslim and him going by a Muslim name and then changing it, and how his real name's Barry. I mean, this guy is a foundation creation. His mama working for Geithner's daddy, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, being a protege of Kissinger. I mean, this is bad stuff. This is New World Order all the way. This is their Excalibur, their secret weapon. After 8 years of the bumbling, fumbling, embarrassing, burnout husk of a drug addict, George W. Bush. This is what they give us. And if you talked about the fact that this guy had Muslim roots, when this is supposedly an 80% Christian nation, I mean, that is a big issue. And it's interesting. I mean, if the guy's really been a Muslim in his life, whatever he is today, that is big, important news, that he went to Muslim madrasas and schools, and that there's all these scores of pictures of him in Muslim dress, and that these reports of him saying he was a Muslim. The fact that they said you couldn't talk about that and it was a conspiracy theory, kind of like they used to say the CFR didn't exist and it was a conspiracy theory, and that now it's big news, and that he's giving speeches in Cairo saying, yeah, my Muslim roots. You see, that's a bait and switch. That's another deception from this guy. You know, I got a call from Psychology Today, which is a big magazine. I'd say every psychologist in the country reads it. The new Priest Guild out pushing that all Americans be drugged, basically, and that all behavior is neurotic and malfunctioning, and that only they can give you salvation, when they, on average, are a group of complete nutcases. One of the most suicidal groups of any profession. One of the most neurotic groups. One of the most medicated groups. In fact, psychologists and psychiatrists are the number one profession for people being committed. But I digress. And I had to sit there and say to the guy, does the Bilderberg Group exist? Does the CFR exist? And he would hesitate and wasn't sure. And it was the same thing. Mr. Jones, do you believe that they pulled the fire alarm at the Bilderberg Group meeting to flush you out? Mr. Jones, I was like, well, do you believe they were following me? Do you believe Secret Service was there? And he was noncommittal. I mean, this is the level. I have to have the newspapers over the years say I'm crazy. Bilderberg doesn't exist. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. I mean, you are the ones that are living in a false reality. You are the ones that are living in la-la land. You know, we come out and say, well, his daddy was a Muslim, and his stepdaddy was a Muslim, and he went to Muslim schools, and they go, shut up, lying racist anti-Muslims. It's a crazy conspiracy theory. These people are insane. Over and over and over again. And that's what they do. You know, they set up the European Union by treaty in 1957. Treaty of Rome, that's all now declassified and public all over the British and European news. And in 2007, they had the 50th anniversary of the European Union, celebrating the Treaty of Rome. Now, up until the late 1990s, they said the European Union did not exist, and it was a conspiracy theory when European peoples in France and Germany and Denmark and Holland and the Netherlands and everywhere in the 15-member group at first, now it's over 20, they would say, well, the European Economic Community, it's acting as an unelected group that's usurping sovereignty and wants to get rid of our currencies. And they would say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I remember those articles in 96, 97, 98, 99. And then after they got it publicly set up in 2000 and removed the sovereignty of the nations entirely and set up their tyranny, they went, yeah, we're going to have parades in every European Union nation in 2007, and we're going to celebrate 50 years of our union. Now, I still get emails saying the European Union doesn't exist because some people are still following the old script. Folks, the European Union does exist. The Council on Foreign Relations does exist. I don't care if Limbaugh for decades said it didn't exist. He said for the first 15 years of a syndicated show that it didn't exist. Now the last four or five, he says, yeah, it exists, but it's no big deal. See, I'm not the crazy person. I don't care what Psychology Today writes or what their cover story is. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming after me. And see, they'll probably, I know they're listening, tuning into the show. I guess they'll put that in there. And Mr. Jones is paranoid schizophrenic. He believes we're listening. Well, you called up, you said you're listening. See, but that doesn't matter. If you talk about the NSA wiretapping the country warrantlessly, oh, you're a schizophrenic. See how this works? Oh, you believe a European Union type, a North American Union agreement was signed March 24th, 2005 at Baylor University in a secret ceremony with Vicente Fox, George H.W. Bush, and the Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin. Well, yes, Judicial Watch sued and got the documents, and it's all about how they got to keep it secret from the public. And they just say, we don't care, it doesn't exist, you're crazy. And you say to the media, but they really did meet and sign that, and they say, we don't care. We're going to tell the yuppies you're crazy, and yuppies only care about acting like they're cool and going along with the mainstream. So if we tell them it doesn't exist, they will say it doesn't exist. Obama's daddy wasn't a Muslim. His stepdaddy wasn't a Muslim, though he was publicly. It's the same thing. Obama has had over a dozen bills introduced that we've read the bills on air ad nauseum to allow the attorney general to ban any guns he wants by executive fiat, total tyranny, to ban anybody who's on the no-fly list, over 1,100,000 people, from being able to fly, no due process, no judge, no jury, you're just on it, to not let veterans own firearms, giving them all psychological designations, and it's already happening. Bills to ban everything down to black powder. Bills to ban manufacture importation. And then when we talk about it, they send Democratic operatives out on TV to say there's no gun bills that exist. It's all a conspiracy theory. The people are crazy. The people are crazy. Obama gives speeches, says stop going out and buying guns. I don't want your guns. I only want reasonable gun control, which means total ban. You know, he argued for that as a state senator. He argued for that as a U.S. senator. He argued for, his chief of staff argued for it in books and in legislation when he was a congressman. Rahm Emanuel, his attorney general, was the government lawyer arguing for a complete gun ban in the D.C. versus Heller case last year, all on record. And what do they say? You're crazy. It doesn't exist. But you know what? Everybody knows you're a pack of liars playing a psychological trick. And people are going and finding out there is a North American Union we're already in. And they're finding out you have introduced all these gun ban bills. And they're finding out that all of this tyranny is taking place. And they're finding out that you're lying about all of it. And so you just keep losing more and more and more and more credibility. I remember 13 years ago, they were having open public meetings announcing NAFTA superhighways that were going to build all over the country and how great it was going to be. And I went on air and covered it, and the public didn't like it, and so they said no. So the media went back and said, okay, it doesn't exist. You're crazy if you talk about it. Then they started building all the roads and setting them up and saying, okay, they do exist, but they're good. And then people complained, so they said, okay, they don't exist. I remember CNN a year and a half ago saying, North American Trans-Texas highways, NAFTA highways don't exist, on television laughing at Ron Paul while they're building them with the billboards up saying it. Now they say they canceled it again, but that they're continuing to build them. See, they play psychological games with you, and it isn't working anymore, is it?
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
It's no gamble to stake your life, your fortune, your name on liberty and freedom for future generations. They did it for us. And everything we've got good is because our forebears stood up for liberty and freedom. And I salute you in the spirit of 1776. I declare war on all forms of tyranny over the minds of men. And as Thomas Jefferson said, I swear eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny over humanity. We are back live. Okay, so more and more, the public all over the planet isn't buying what these corrupt corporate-run governments are doing. That's what the New World Order is. It's offshore Fortune 50, really, that controls the Fortune 500, bigger than any one government. You combine the forces of the big corporations. In fact, out of the top 100 biggest economies, 50-plus of them are corporations. So these corporations combine forces together. They're anti-free market, they're anti-liberty, they're anti-freedom. They come in, they buy off politicians, they buy off society. We have their IMF World Bank documents, how they do this. Their own people, like Joseph Stiglitz that have worked for them, Nobel Prize winner at the IMF World Bank, John Perkins, an economic hitman, all of them on record, how they do this operation. And now they're not just using England, Europe, United States as an engine to fund their operation and to supply their diplomatic corps that carry this out. They are now destroying the West and destroying the middle class to integrate us into a giant third world slave mass known as the New World Order. And this is all stated by them. They're lowering the standard of the West to keep the standard of the third world low. They're not going to raise the third world. They're going to lower the first and second and old and bring it all into one technological control grid. That's what IBM calls it, is a smart grid, a control grid, a world cashless society. Forget the new world currency. You're all still going to have your local currencies under the new World Bank, IMF, Bank of the World plan. They'll just all be standardized and controlled by the central authority. Their rates, their value, how much currency there is, how much credit there is, what the interest rates are. This has all been stated. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of news articles. And I'm sitting there talking to this pretty well-known psychologist that writes for Psychology Today, an author who's writing this big story, basically about me, and I'm saying to him, you know there's a new world order. You know they've announced a new bank of the world. We're going to pay our taxes to them. And he was kind of like, huh? Really? Uh-huh. Tell me about it. And I said, wait, do you acknowledge that literally every week there's hundreds of articles? Have you not seen any of them? Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times. And he was like, oh, tell me about, are they coming after us? Are they going to get us? You know, like, they're coming to get you in the night. Or, oh, you're a schizophrenic. You know, basically is the attitude. And I'm like, no, here's the headlines. Financial Times of London, published by a Bilderberg Group member. And now for global government. And then it goes on to say, yes, it's real. Yes, we kept it secret. Yes, it's tyrannical for your own good. They say it's authoritarian for your own good. And I'm sitting there going, don't you understand? This isn't 5 years ago where you're following the old script that it doesn't exist, and then you as a psychologist buy into that as the orthodoxy. The orthodoxy of the Aztecs. The orthodoxy of the Aztecs was that it was normal to cut out thousands of people's hearts every year and to murder thousands and thousands of men, women, and children. That was normal, and if you were against doing that, you were insane. So see, to the guy at Psychology Today, I'm like a conquistador or something showing up and seeing the Aztecs doing human sacrifices. I think they're crazy. But the establishments, the Aztecs of today, they think it's completely normal. See, we are crazy. Those of us that don't want world government and don't want world tyranny and don't want the entire population on Ritalin and Prozac drugs, we're crazy. Just like we would be crazy in the Aztec kingdom if we weren't for human sacrifice. They think we're nuts. And so you're talking to them saying, I believe there's a world government, and it's, oh, you believe in that, and tell me about more of your delusions. They're out to get you. And I'm like, it's in the newspaper. A bank of the world will pay carbon taxes. You know, we'd read Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission documents a decade ago, and people wouldn't go look them up and find out they were real. They would just say we were liars and schizophrenics. Now it's openly being announced, and we're still crazy if we're against it. Just like we're crazy if we say Obama's daddy was a Muslim, until he says his daddy was a Muslim and he's basically a Muslim in his roots, then it's, oh, yes, he's Muslim in his roots. It exists there, but still doesn't exist when we say it in criticism. That's mind warfare.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live, syndicated on over 80 AM and FM stations now across the country. Shows growing. Simulcast on WWCR, Global Shortwave. XM carries us on Saturdays, and they're talking about picking up the show. They're trying to find a spot to carry it live. They didn't want to carry it taped 5 days a week. In fact, I forgot to announce today, because today's the show they're taping to air Saturday evenings. I've got it in my email, the station number on XM and Sirius that we're going to be on. I need to announce that. We just get so busy here with the news and information, we forget. But I will plug that by the middle of the next hour. Very thankful that that is happening, because the information we cover is becoming so mainstream. I mean, all these years they said world government didn't exist. All these years they said we were crazy. Exactly what we said was going to be done has now been announced. A bank of the world that you will pay your carbon taxes to. That is coming up as we break down what's happening with GM being imploded by design. Many mainline economists are agreeing with what we've said, that they're destroying it by design to hack it up and give it to Russia, China, and, of course, Brazil. That is where different divisions of GM are being sold off to. This is just absolutely horrible. And they're using the money, because did you know that under the World Trade Organization treaty agreements, that they can't take stimulus money or bailout money and only give it to U.S. companies or to spend it inside the United States. They have to, per capita, depending on how much GDP there is in different nations, give pieces of it in negotiations to other countries. And so you notice that World Trade Organization member countries are all getting pieces of it. Russia, China, Brazil. They all have very powerful chairs at the table as permanent members of the World Trade Organization board. All nations don't get to join. So see, that's the global corporate, it's corporate private. Governments signed a contract, a treaty with them. We can always get out of the treaty, but they won't because Congress is sold out to where that's something people aren't pointing out, that of the $787 million stimulus package, a lot of that money, most estimates are about half. We're not sure yet because the White House had promised, that's another lie, to make every dollar accountable and where it was being spent. Now they won't tell anybody where it's going. They just say, oh, a lot of it's going to build GM plants in China and Brazil and Russia. The $787 billion and now the $30 billion to GM is going to fund moving it. This is in AP and Bloomberg. They admit the money's going to move it to those countries, to move whole divisions of GM to those countries. China isn't really paying for Hummer. They're being given the money to do it. And $108 billion is being given on top of the hundreds of billions that have already been given to the IMF and World Bank of our taxpayer money. We got to pay not just the money, but interest on to the bankers so they can then give it to India and Russia and China and other nations. I mean, that's globalism. A private World Trade Organization board. Who could come up with a screw job like that? We pay to have GM put into bankruptcy. And see, GM wouldn't go along with it. So Obama said, I'm going to fire the CEO if he doesn't step down. We're going to destroy you in the media, the White House chief of staff comes out and says. Think about the magnitude of that. Then they take it over and they bust it up in pieces and they hand it over to foreign nations. That's all part of globalization. That's why they've had tax incentives for 20 years to move offshore. The federal government wants you to not have jobs. They want you to be dependent on them. They admit it in their own white papers. You understand how dastardly this is? They want you dependent in every nation, whether it's Poland or Russia or the United States. It's all about divide and conquer, where all the assets are in private offshore corporate hands, not in the nation. They use your tax money to line their pockets. But the details are all secret because Obama is a congenital degenerate liar. All right, I got to stop there, folks. We got Luke Radowski coming up here in just a moment. Made big national news on Fox News and other publications. Gillibrand, senator, tells truthers she supports a new investigation into 9/11. First picked up by Hot Air, then was put on Fox and other national outlets. We Are Change, Luke Radowski and others questioned her about a new investigation. A clip of that's coming up after we talked to Luke, and then it made national attention, and they said, shouldn't there be a new investigation? The majority of victims' families want a new investigation. You know, I've had Bill Doyle and others on the show, the head of the biggest 9/11 group. He said the majority of them think 9/11 was an inside job. You ever actually talk to the families, the firefighters, the police? They got polls where, what, 84% of Americans, New York Times poll, believe we've been lied to about 9/11. What's Obama do? He goes out in his Cairo speech and says, there's those of you out there who don't believe the official story of 9/11. You're bad. And he went on to say, you think terrorism's good. What? How sick. If you don't believe the official story of 9/11 and think there's a cover-up, then he went on to say, you think 9/11 was good. I mean, boy, that is some sick, twisted filth. All right, so that's coming up. We're going to talk to Luke Radowski in about 60 seconds. I wanted to tell you about one of our sponsors before we did that first. We have a great sponsor. Their banner's up on Infowars.com. It's Diginet, diganet.net. Diginet. And they've got some of the best prices that I've seen on the web for the highest quality hidden cameras for your car, pins that shoot video. Because we bought a lot of these over the years, and these are the best quality, the best price I've found. That's why they're our sponsor. I mean, there are similar little video pins. Looks like a ballpoint pen that shoots video and audio that I bought for, you know, $200 that they're selling for $50, to give you an example. So it's diganet.net. Diginet. You want a way to make sure you're always safe against unlawful search? The Diginet mobile digital video audio recorder records video and audio with absolute clarity while being discreetly hidden in your vehicle. That's a nicer, you know, system that's hidden in your car with a hard drive. You just hit a button, it starts recording. And I want you to check it out, folks, at Diginet, Diganet.net, or check out the banner on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, going to Luke Radowski. Luke, we've got a lot of new stations picking us up, XM and others. So for folks that don't know who you are, briefly, tell us about We Are Change.
We Are Change is an activist grassroots organization that started 2 years ago. We never expected it to grow, but other people loved the idea. They carried it in their cities and towns, and now we have over 100 chapters worldwide of people just being the change that they want to see in the world, following Gandhi's principles, following Martin Luther King's principles. We're out there raising money for first responders. We're feeding the homeless. We're confronting politicians on their lies. We're out there every day. We Are Change is on fire. The last couple of days, we confronted Richard Haass with We Are Change San Francisco, We Are Change L.A. They also confronted the Black Pope, We Are Change Chicago, Ohio, confronted Rove, U.K. confronted the head of The Economist on Bilderberg, and here in New York, we confronted Senator Gillibrand, Russell Simmons, and Governor Patterson within the last couple of days.
Okay, for those that don't know, what, 2 years ago, Luke Radowski, inspired by Road to Tyranny and researching 9/11 Truth, started We Are Change. And for those that email me and call me, it's not a centralized group. It's people just starting We Are Change chapters and, you know, investigating the New World Order, exposing government-sponsored terrorism. And that's why you'll see different views from different groups. And that's why it's such an effective leaderless resistance, is that it's individual leaders starting groups, taking action. Some cities have multiple groups. Many states have 4 or 5 groups. Very, very effective. And they were, again, doing this long before Obama had his slogan of change. We believe he picked it up, ripped it off from We Are Change, and many of his tactics from Ron Paul. In fact, they admit they ripped off Ron Paul's tactics in campaigning grassroots. And Obama ripping off the We Are Change idea, but people accuse us of ripping that off from Obama. No, we got it from Gandhi saying, be the change you want to see in the world, that idea of nonviolent action. And then, of course, then Obama picked up on that. But the issue here is that the media doesn't ask real questions. So you guys go to press conferences, you go to meetings, you're the citizen media, your videos get millions of views in the aggregate. We made the film Truth Rising, covering what We Are Change 9/11 Truth are doing, and you're pioneering the type of gonzo citizen journalism that I really trailblazed unknowingly in the late 1990s, confronting George Bush and Attorney General Janet Reno and countless others, and it gets attention. It ends up in the AP. It ends up on national news because real questions are being asked, and it's really got the establishment worried. They've put out CFR white papers worried about it. Bilderberg Group's been worried about it. This is confirmed. They've had countless national shows attacking We Are Change, saying that, quote, we're dangerous, that people asking questions need to be tased or sent to, quote, camps. That's all covered in Truth Rising. Luke, tell us about this latest confrontation with a senator. That got a lot of attention. Run through some of the other confrontations.
That video with Senator Gillibrand definitely did get a lot of attention. I had Manny Badillo, a 9/11 victim's family member, very professionally in a suit, in a microphone with a big camera, go up to Senator Gillibrand and talk about the scientific peer-reviewed paper of explosives being found at the World Trade Center. We talked to her about that. The 70% of questions of victims' family members that were never answered. We told that to Senator Gillibrand, and with hearing that information, she said she would back full hearings into 9/11. And in response to that, we get slandered by Fox News and the New York Observer, who are calling us hecklers, and that Gillibrand didn't know she was talking to a conspiracy theorist. We have
That's because they are scared of a new investigation. They want to sweep it under the rug, just like torture.
Exactly. We were professional. We had a victim's family member talk to a senator. We had scientific peer-reviewed papers, and we're conspiracy theorists? I mean, that does not make any sense at all.
That's right. You politely confronted her with the facts, as a journalist should do.
Exactly. And she reacted to those facts very well. And she said she would back a full hearing.
Well, so did Biden when We Are Change, what was it, L.A. or San Diego?
No, I mean, Change L.A.
Yeah, yeah. They talked to Biden. We played that clip here. It's up at wearechange.org and We Are Change L.A. And, you know, they brought him the peer-reviewed study, and he was really freaked out.
He definitely was. And again, Biden has a lot to cover up. We confronted him, and he admitted he had foreknowledge to 9/11, knowing that Mohammad Ahmed, head of the Pakistani ISI, was financing Muhammad Atta. He said he knew that before 9/11 and told him not to do it to me on camera during his presidential debates back about a year and a half ago. I mean, it's just insane that this man is now vice president. We actually confronted Richard Holbrooke on the issue about the Pakistani ISI supporting Muhammad Atta before 9/11. Holbrooke said, oh, you got to ask Dick Cheney that. And then he turned off the mic when Sabrina Rivera asked him the question. No, Mr. Holbrooke, you got to ask your own vice president, Joe Biden, about the ISI connections. He knows a lot more about that than Dick Cheney since meeting with Mohammad Ahmed days before 9/11. So it's just ridiculous.
That's right. That video clip that you and others shot when you brought it up to him and really shook him up, from one of the Democratic presidential debates, that is in the film Truth Rising that everybody has got to see. It's a testament to citizen journalism and the power of taking action and trying to get firefighters and police medical coverage when major university medical centers admit that they are dying from the dust by the thousands. How do you get thanked? Well, a lot of police thank you and hug you, but others try to plant bombs on you, and that's all on video as well.
And they harass me. I went to an event 2 weeks ago with Larry Silverstein and Ed Koch and Dan Rather. We confronted Larry Silverstein, we confronted Ed Koch, and as I'm leaving the event at a coat check, I have NYPD intelligence come up to me, Bloomberg's own security staff, and Bloomberg wasn't even anywhere near there 2 weeks ago. And they're like, Luke, you can't be doing this. You got to get out of here. Give me your ID. I'm like, no. And I'm like, how do you know my name? And the police intelligence officer told me he's just as good as I am. And I was like, what do you mean? And they tried to set me up again. They wouldn't let me leave the venue 2 weeks ago. I was literally playing tug of war at the exit door with police and
Yeah, they have these public press conferences. You show up, they tell you leave, and they hold you and go, and this is on record, on video, with witnesses. And they grab Luke and say, you are not allowed to leave, but we're going to arrest you if you don't leave.
Hey, that's what they did with the Bloomberg thing when they arrested me. 2 weeks ago, they tried it again. I had to literally argue with police intelligence for 10 minutes. I'm playing a tug of war trying to get out of there. They're telling me I can't leave. Regular police officers came, were holding the door at the other end. They were holding the door at me until a third police intelligence officer came and said, no, he's good. He's been here. He's been registered for a week at this event. He's really pressed. Please let him go. And the police intelligence officers had to argue in front of me, arguing if they should let me go or not. And then the one police intelligence officer opened up the second door. He says, Luke, I'm sorry for this. Sorry for the harassment. Just get out of here.
Well, that guy will be fired probably. But the point is that you go to press events, you get registered, you just ask questions.
Exactly.
And then they cops walk up and say, your camera's a gun, your backpack's a bomb. I know it isn't, but we're going to arrest you for terrorism.
And
this is on video.
Exactly.
On video.
And now they're lying with the Bloomberg arrest case. They're saying that a custodian was talking and asking me to leave during my Bloomberg arrest case when I never even talked to a custodian. All I talked was NYPD intelligence and Bloomberg's own personal security staff. When I was arrested, they have their own disposition. They wrote, you know, in papers prosecuting me saying that a custodian was asking me to leave and I didn't want to leave. I mean, that is utter bullcrap because anytime I'm asked to leave, I leave automatically. And they're saying I was talking to a custodian. I never even once talked to a custodian. I was told to stay by NYPD intelligence because I was detained. And by doing that, they arrested me, sent me to central bookings for 2 days, and now I got to go through this criminal arrest case. And my next case is actually on my birthday, which I also share with my lawyer. And it's just sick and disgusting what's going on in this country.
In the land of the free, home of the brave, that our veterans supposedly fought and died for freedom in the press, we now have Army colonels on Fox News saying we need to start killing American journalists in America that criticize the war on terror. I mean, these people are out of their minds.
They sure are. And then when you have family members, then when you have scientific papers, they still call you conspiracy theorists? There's no theory about it. We have scientific papers. We have victims' family members going up to senators, and they're going to call Senator Gillibrand gullible. They're going to go on Fox News and try to slander us as hecklers. No, we were very professional. You look at that video. We were very professional in the way we handled ourselves. And then we get this treatment. I mean, what's happening to this country? It's just sick and disgusting knowing that we have to go through all this hassle and harassment when we're doing the job that the media should be doing. I mean, we're going to fight this tooth and nail. I mean, I'm fighting this Bloomberg case. I'm countersuing. I'm not going down without a fight. I'm going to make sure to make this my case, to win this case, and send out a message to everybody that we are not backing down. We are changing.
Well, you need to force leaders. You need to force the case and then make them call the phantom custodian.
We are, and we're going to bring him on the road, and we're going to see what he has to say.
Well, it's just like the cops saying a camera's a gun and a backpack's a bomb. Just like when they shot that poor guy in Oakland in the back and said he'd attacked him. The video came out, and he was on the ground handcuffed. But it's just the country's going to hell in a handbasket. Stay there, Luke.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Luke Ranowski with us for another 5 minutes into the next hour. Then Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, will be joining us to break down the economy, Obama's visit to Egypt. He's being rebuffed in Germany over financial issues of overprinting of dollars. China's laughing at us because it's so insulting when Geithner says there won't be any inflation. your investments are safe with us, and they just laugh because it's asinine to anyone who is economically literate. This stuff of calling Iran al-Qaeda only works on Americans. Everybody else knows Iran is Shiite, the opposite group. Everybody else knows there's a North American Union. Everybody else knows Obama's daddies were all Muslims when he said they weren't. Now they admit it. Not that that's in and of itself a bad thing. It's that he lies about it. Everybody knows in the world that Obama said he would make all the bailout money public, and now he says it's secret. Everybody knows he wouldn't, you know, said he wouldn't hire lobbyists, and that's all he's done. Everybody heard him say he'd end Iraq immediately, then it went to 16 months, then 21 months. Whether you're for the war or not, the guy's a liar. That's the same thing with the Arabs. He'll go over there and give them hope and give them an olive branch. When they reach out for the olive branch, he's going to pull that hand back and jab a dagger right in their heart. That's what he does with his false hope. He's a con man. Working for even bigger con men. Let's go back to Luke Radowski. Luke, go through some of these other confrontations. Then I want to play this audio coming up in the next segment. Go through some of the people that We Are Change is just going after with real questions.
I mean, recently we just talked to New York Governor Patterson, me and Manny Badillo. We did the same thing with Senator Gillibrand. Manny Badillo was there as a victim's family member, and we talked to the governor about 9/11 first responders. And he actually told us that there was plutonium in the atmosphere and at Ground Zero itself. We were very surprised to hear that from him. And
no, that's peer-reviewed British journals and NASA journals from the time, and they say they don't know why there was plutonium. Go ahead.
Yes. And then we brought up the case for a new investigation and everything else that happened. And we're out there. We're out there every week. We're out there at Ground Zero giving out free information, talking to people. We're interviewing people in the streets. We ask people if they know anything about the NBA playoffs, and they know everything. And then we ask people if they know what the Second Amendment is. And even soldiers that we interviewed don't know what the Second Amendment is. I mean, it's sad where this country's going, where people know more about NBA playoffs than they do about the Second Amendment and about a Bill of Rights, for God's sake. But we're always out there. It's great seeing internationally We Are Change and all throughout this country confront criminals everywhere they go, whether it's Chicago, Ohio, San Francisco, L.A., even all the way to U.K. People are taking action, and they're sick of this. And it's not about one person. It's not about one group. It's about an idea. And it's about going out there, doing what you want, doing what you feel is right. And that's exactly what We Are Change is about.
You're absolutely right. And now more than ever, we need people to be out there taking action. They've got a new bill introduced for National Compulsory Service, H.R. 1444. It says for elementary, middle school, high school, college, baby boomers, senior corps, it says everyone will have compulsory national service to the government. Later, I'm going to read this in the next hour. National compulsory service. I mean, it says that in the first line, Luke.
Yeah.
And then we talk about it, and the media says it doesn't exist, doesn't exist. I think they're playing a dangerous game here, Luke, of denying any of this stuff's going on.
Exactly. And then when it's really going to happen, people are going to wake up. And we're talking to a lot of Obama supporters in the streets, and we're bringing up the facts. We're bringing up his lies. And you see people's mind change in the interview that we're doing with them at Times Square, at Ground Zero. And it's a beautiful thing. It's also sick knowing that Obama is going to use 9/11 as a way to push his compulsory service. And we need to take 9/11 back. We're going to be in the streets of New York on September 10th through September 13th doing 9/11/09 events this year. We hope everybody could come out.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds, Luke. Final segment with you. Tell us more about it in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented New Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking with Luke Krodowski right now. Bob Chapman coming up. Let's play some of Senator Gillibrand being questioned by Luke Krodowski and others at WeAreChange.org. Here it is.
And so happy.
So where are you from?
We're from GCN.
Okay.
And we'd like to just ask you, before you were speaking of, speaking up about those who don't have a voice, we have a very urgent situation right now in New York City. Before there was a question asked about Afghanistan, about 7.5 years being there. Close to 8 years ago, I lost my loved one in the World Trade Center.
Oh, God bless you.
Thomas Joseph Skroy, the mentor of our family, okay? 70% of family members' questions were never answered during the commission hearings. Just recently, Vice President Biden was handed a paper, a study that was done, that proves that there were explosives found in the debris of the World Trade Center. I'm asking you how you feel, given the fact that family members, first responders, scientists, and even your colleagues feel that there should be a new and open investigation into what happened in New York City on 9/11. Do you support a new investigation into what happened?
Well, based on what you just told me and that 70% of the family's questions weren't answered, I think those questions should be answered. So if that means another review or a fuller hearing or more opportunities to the families, I will support that because I do think it's important that every family member has every question answered.
Would your office accept the study and to be able to take a look at it and review?
I will certainly look at the study and review it. Absolutely.
Excellent. And also there's the James Hadroga bill that's on the Senate floor right now. It's supporting the tens of thousands of sick and dying hero first responders that went in to rescue my uncle.
I'm carrying that bill, and I'm carrying it from Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and I'm working with Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney on the House side.
Okay, so there's Manny Badillo, who lost his uncle, Mr. Skroy. We cover all that in Truth Rising, the DVD film. And there he is credibly bringing up bills, bill numbers. She's carrying the bill. We've been fighting for years to get first responders, health care, have dying cops, firemen begging, and then the current cops come and arrest you. I mean, literally, folks, and they laugh. It's very, and then other cops will get mad at them, those that are informed, and little arguments will break out. But this is mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. The media calls this conspiracy theorists. They call this heckling. Fox News, we could play that clip. Was that heckling right there, Luke Krodowski, to come up and to have GCN press passes? I forgot to make that point that you guys get into a lot of these events, and Ted Anderson's agreed to that a year ago. And Ted's had even had to have meetings with the Secret Service. That's right. The owner of Genesis Communications has had the Secret Service show up, and he has to have meetings with them and explain, yes, We Are Change is freelance reporters for us, and they've asked Ted under pressure to say that he didn't give you press passes and others so you could be arrested. I forgot about that angle. And then when I'm talking to Psychology Today yesterday, telling them about this stuff, they're acting like I'm making it up, that we get Secret Service and FBI visits here at this office, Luke.
I mean, it is insane. They've tried to bring so much pressure on us when we're just doing a job that journalists all throughout this country should be doing. We're doing the job that the media is not doing. We're there for the American people, for the American public. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We don't have any big money or big government backing us. And the government is going after us. And we're going to be out there no matter what. And that's why we need everybody to rise up. It's not about one person. It's not about one group. We need everybody to come together, rise up, and become journalists, become citizens, aware citizens that are going to take action in this political process that we're going through right now. We all need to get involved before it's too late.
Well, you're right, Luke Radowski. Come back briefly and plug events you've got coming up and how folks can get involved. Again, you can call it InfoWars, We Are Change, call yourself and create an online newspaper. Whatever. You're a journalist. Go out and start doing it. Don't talk about it. They're trying to create a chilling effect. They're trying to scare everybody to not be politically active. We've all got to stand up together, and they can't shut us all down. It's do or die. It's all hang together or die separate.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing. For American Tax Settlement, we have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, you can go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, WeAreChange.org, the other great WeAreChange sites out there that are listed at WeAreChange.org, and you can watch them nicely go up and ask people questions. Now, if it's a big public event, like Bill Clinton or somebody, and they bring up 9/11, and he says, 9/11 inside job, how dare you, with the same fake conviction of him saying, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. But what they do now when We Are Change gets in as legitimate media and asks very good questions, they just come out and lie and say that it was heckling or that they're conspiracy theorists for bringing up a real bill that's very close to passing to get health care for the firemen and police and medical emergency workers from 9/11. Pretty soon they'll say 9/11 doesn't exist, but then it does exist if they're pushing it for National Service Day, that if you don't serve in national compulsory service, well, then you're with Al-Qaeda and you helped attack America on 9/11. That's the psychology that Mr. Barack Obama is pushing. Luke, plug any of the events and things that are coming up and mention, pardon me? Luke's gone. I told him to hold over. Nobody told me that. It's a three-ring circus around here. Well, whatever. I told him to stay there. Doesn't matter. You can find out more at wearechange.org. Classic. Okay. Now, there's a lot going on in the economy right now. Obviously, that's a ridiculous statement because it's so obvious. But I want to go over unemployment hits records, but job losses slow. Well, because there's not many more jobs to be lost, I guess. It's not 650,000 a month like it's been every month. They only cut 345,000 jobs. The problem is they manipulate the unemployment numbers. And we'll talk about that with the man who's run the biggest economic newsletter in the world at one time. Then he retired, came back, now one of the biggest again, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. You've heard him and seen him all over international television and syndicated radio. His website is internationalforecaster.com. We carry his stuff at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he is a regular contributor here every Friday. I want to talk to him about that, the hijacking of GM. I remember 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, Bob on this show put out a newsletter saying they were going to bankrupt in the next few years GM and send it to China and Brazil. They have done that now, but they're also going to send some to Russia. I want to get his take on that. I want to just go over the whole spectrum of what's really going on in the economy. Geithner being laughed at when he was over in China. Paul Craig Roberts' column about that today that's carried at Infowars.com. Bob Chapman, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here again.
Absolutely. It is wonderful to have you here again. It's not on good circumstances, though. I wish you were being proven wrong. I wish I was being proven wrong. I wish Ron Paul was, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's coming on next week along with Ron Paul. I wish that we weren't so right. I wish people would have listened to us decades ago. But break down the latest info, Bob Chapman.
Well, we just got our unemployment today, and as you said, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be, but it's 9.8% on the short term. Now, that doesn't include the marginally attached workers. People have been looking for work for the past year, but have stopped searching. And those who are out of work because they don't get have any child care, they are in poor health, they can't get to work because they don't have a car. That brings it up to 10.6%. And then we have the involuntary part-time workers. In other words, instead of working 40 hours a week, they don't have enough work for you, so they let you work 33 hours a week. And that includes these people. And then all the people who are discouraged, and if you add into that the people who have not continued to collect unemployment checks because their ability to collect them is over. They've reached the limit. And that, the government says, and it's called U6, and I've got these figures in tomorrow's issue, is 16.4%, and they're using the birth-death ratio. Now, I won't go into that. All it is that they guess at how many jobs were created during the last monthly period at small and medium-sized businesses. Now, if you don't use that and you use the formula from 1980, that figure is 20.2% unemployed, and that's really the real figure.
They cook the statistics, and Congress even admits this, and there's been big arguments and squabbles over it. Let's get into GM. How did you call it?
I'm going to give you one more statistic. And they're talking about 6 million unemployed just recently. And if you add in that 4.9 million unemployed, you've got 10.9 million unemployed since the beginning of the year if you use the U6 figure.
That's amazing. What a drag on the economy.
Staggering.
Bob, I want to get back into that and what that's going to mean in the short term and the midterm and the long term. But General Motors, and I've been reading the forecaster. I haven't seen you toot your horn. I remember 2.5 years ago you saying GM was going to go bankrupt and they'd move it to China and to Brazil. You were one of my sources on that. Then the last year and a half, I saw rumblings in the industry of that, and I tried to warn people. And then now it's happened. Hummer and other divisions go to China. other large divisions of GM being sold off to Brazil, Opel being sold off to a Russian-controlled government bank. All of this happening, and the average American has no idea that the $30 billion bailout for GM that's already unpopular isn't to keep it here, but to hack up most of it and move it offshore and then produce some of these toasters on wheels, these little four-wheeled tinker toys, to force us to own those with the government dictating what's manufactured. And the GM, the big story on top of that, GM wouldn't go along with it. And so they ordered, the emperor ordered the CEO to fall on his sword, just like it was in the Associated Press, David Rockefeller last year. Rex Tillerson at ExxonMobil wouldn't say global warming was real and call for a global carbon tax. So they went and threatened to fire the whole board and fire him. Rockefeller exercised all his secret stock and that he runs that whole thing. And he came out and said, OK, it's real. I support global tax. I mean, this is really happening. They are completely dismantling things. So go through those 3 points. A, how did you know that was going to happen? Then a year after you broke it, it did come out in mainstream news. And now a year and a half after that, it's now documented. And it's now come to pass. That's A. B, why are the globalists destroying our entire society?
Well, first of all, I started writing about the dismantling of the manufacturing capability of the United States economy in 1967. In 1980, I wrote about Ford and General Motors setting up plants in Mexico, India, and China. And I said it was being deliberately done as part of a plan to ship all manufacturing, quote, to the third world at that time. And that is exactly what's happened. And as you say, they're hiving off the best parts. And at the same time, they're putting probably between 40 and 60,000 people directly in General Motors out of a job, never mind all the peripheral jobs. Now, there's some really good facts on this thing that have been coming to light. First of all, GM workers are losing their retirement health benefits, their jobs, their life savings, and the shareholders get nothing. Now, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citibank had loan money to GM. They're getting back $6 billion, 100% of what they loaned. Nobody else is getting that. The bondholders are getting screwed as well.
And let's explain that. Obama goes to the unions, only he could get away with it, a Republican couldn't, and says, give up your benefits, give up your pensions, large portions of it, give up your hours, and maybe we'll save a little something. And then meanwhile, they're shipping the entire system overseas and then financing it with the bailout money. Go ahead.
It is illegal for them to do what they are intending to do with the retirement plans of the employees. In 1974, ERISA was passed, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, that says you cannot seize workers' pension funds, whether monthly payments or health insurance, any more than you can seize their private bank accounts. Now, they have directly and deliberately, from the White House, violated the law. You haven't seen the end of this thing yet. And the law is extremely specific, explicit. And so there's going to be all kinds of thunder and lightning. And, of course, there's going to be real problems stemming from J.P. Morgan Chase and Citibank.
Well, Bob, stop. Stop, because I'm going to put this in before we go to break, and I want you to answer it right now and when we come back. Explain to people. Because the way I read it, they're saying they're taking the general fund that is the pensions and the investments from the pensions and putting that under general stock that they're going to float out there, and that is expropriating and stealing the investment pensions, isn't it?
That's right. That is probably 17%. And what my suspicion is, that the management may have looted the money or part of the money from that plan.
Sure,
we don't know yet. It's being looked into. We're trying to find out. They won't tell us anything.
Yeah, the bear may have crapped in the woods. We're gonna, you know, sharks may eat fish. You know, they may have stolen portions of it or all of it. Just like the Pentagon has stolen $4+ trillion in the last 10 years. That's Associated Press out of the Pentagon pension funds. They've stolen everything. It's offshore. Northcom standing by to make sure they get away with stealing everything. Stay there, Bob Chapman.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
If we remember back in 2003, Bush honchoed a bill. Remember, it was big news. They were saying it was going to protect pension funds, but the bill allowed them to invest pension funds in the markets. And if you really read it, it said they could take pensions But then Bob's saying that the older law isn't superseded by that. Bob, I don't want to miss the forest for the trees because you're bringing up such incredibly important stuff. I don't even know if our listeners or the general public or a lot of new listeners we have on several new stations this week and XM picking us up realize what we're saying. This is absolute looting and highway robbery, and they're being so secretive about all these banks, brokerage firms, Chrysler, GM. Obama swore every dime would be accounted. Now he's saying national security, none of it will be accounted. I mean, they're going for broke here, Bob. How bad are they going to just steal and steal and steal till everything collapses?
Yes, that's their intention because they want everything to collapse. And that's the only way worldwide they can get people to be forced into world government, the acceptance thereof. And, you know, I wrote about this in 1967. Nobody was listening. They all thought I was crazy. And I could see the, I try to figure out how can I get people to accept this. And that's a theory that I came up with. The disembowelment of industry in the United States, Canada, and Western Europe, and a depression, and forcing the public to accept. You know, the question at General Motors is they're hiving off or spinning off the plants in China, Mexico, India, and other places.
That is GM. Those are the profitable parts.
That's right. And who paid for that?
We did.
So how can they do that legally? They can't. And then the pension funds, you know, the management says that as of last year that they were whole. I can hardly believe that because for the past 22 months, the stock market is down 35%, and it was down as much as 50% at one point about 2.5 months ago. So those pension plans, like everybody else's, have to be offside or short, not having enough money, probably 40%, maybe 35, maybe 50. And so they're lying. I mean, those funds can't be. But they're going to steal them anyway, and they're going to give them stock. So if you want to go have your pancreas removed, you give the doctor GM stock. Of course, he's not going to take it.
It's unbelievable. Bob, I was out of town last Friday, but I was listening to the show. You were kind of making your prognosis worse than it's been in the past. Can you break down what the cards to you show in the short, mid, and long term? I mean, are things deteriorating now faster?
I think so. But they'll still be able to extend it. And what I mean by that is I expect the dollar to go down, and it's around 79 or so on the USDX right now, down from 89.5, which is a recent top. I expect it to go to 71 by the fall. And what's going to, I think, happen is what happened between November of 07 and June of 08. And that is other countries' businesses are going to, again, only even more so, stop accepting dollars. And that's going to cause a crisis. And I think it's going to be much worse this time than last time. And if the dollar is not down to 71.18, and again, it's around 75 or 80 right now, if it's not down, it'll get there. And if it's down there, it'll go lower. And so I think this next 2 to 4 months is a very critical time for the dollar, and they can't hold it up.
Now, explain this basic equation to people that don't understand it. I mean, in layman terms, we're going to see massive commodity price increases if they start devaluing the dollar, like we saw a year ago with gas, $4.50 at the pump, $150 a barrel oil. Can you explain that relationship? And even a lot of mainstream economists, I listened to CNBC on XM for 4 hours driving to the beach last weekend, and it sounded like Bob Chapman was doing the shows. They were actually admitting this is probably the last time they're going to be able to hold off total destruction of the economy by pumping up things like... Well, exactly. The stimulus going in and pumping up commodities. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about that. This was a short segment, long segment coming up. Plenty of time for Bob Chapman to break this down. And I'm going to open the phones up for a question for Bob Chapman. Only for Bob Chapman on the economy, folks. You call in about chupacabras, I'm hanging up on you. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Up in T-minus 26 and a half minutes, we're going to simulcast the last 2 hours of the radio show today, live at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we do every day, Monday through Friday. I'm thinking about moving out of the Emma studios on Sundays, still being on 590 AM here in town, but moving the syndicated show into these offices so I can also do live PrisonPlanet.tv on Sundays. We've had a lot of requests for that. Alan Watt's coming up. If you haven't heard Alan Watt, very informative about the psychological makeup of the social engineers, the world they're building, the society they're setting up. He can interpret very accurately from that perspective why the elites are doing what they're doing, how it all fits into a larger narrative and the matrix-like false reality they've got us in. And then economist, inventor of a very popular stock market system, BBC TV host, syndicated radio host, on and on and on, Max Kaiser. And guess who produces his TV show? Alec Baldwin. of Team America fame. That'll always be Alec Baldwin's claim to fame, is Team America. But oh, Alec Baldwin, you've been very useful for me. Oh, Hans Blix, oh no. So a little bit of fun here. Max Kaiser is coming up. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, okay, I've been interrupting you a lot, throwing in important questions, but nevertheless, I am fully informed on this, always learning more, but I'm fully informed on the basics. I know they're doing it by design. I've read the IMF, World Bank documents, Club of Rome documents, CFR documents, Bilderberg infiltrators. They're on record. Joseph Stiglitz has come out saying he was there and they're setting it up. John Perkins worked for him and the CIA and has gone public. And then on the other side, we've got, we talked about a few weeks ago, we have George Soros running around at a press conference saying, I'm having a great crisis. I helped engineer it. This is the culmination of my life. I mean, this bastard is openly dancing on our grave very, very arrogantly. And I can't get the average yuppie to admit how bad it is or that the Republicans and Democrats have sold them down the river as world government is openly being announced in hundreds of newspapers and magazines like Time Magazine, telling us that it's the solution to all our problems. I mean, it's all coming to a head now. Keep breaking down what you see happening with the economy and how you see this unfolding and just all the latest on metals and other commodities. And that question I was asking before the break first is, what do you see commodities doing this summer into the fall and winter? What do you see happening with the dollar? Why were the Chinese laughing at Geithner?
Well, first of all, I see commodities higher as we go along, but not especially so. They've had quite a run back, and I think that they'll probably make another gain. Like, let's take copper as an example. It moved from 135 to 228 the other, 229 the other day. That's quite a move. And I expected to retrench at 180.90, but it didn't do so. It just kept on going. So we could get some more mileage out of that, but not a lot. And I think the same is true of oil. You know, it could go to $80, and short of a war, that should be it. We're trading around 69 right now. So it's neutral to positive. As far as gold and silver, the day before yesterday, they took gold down $18 and silver down 60 cents. Yesterday, they were up $17 in 57 cents, respectively. Today, the government attacked again in their manipulation, and at one time today, gold was down $28, and right now it's down 1960, and silver has recovered somewhat. It's down about 50 cents.
Yeah, what does it mean when we see that pogo stick, you know, up $20, down $20, up $20 in the last week? Explain to new listeners out there how they manipulate.
Well, under the executive order signed by Ronald Reagan in August of 1988, and I have the number here if you want it, they are supposed to come into the markets and smooth them during times of crisis. Well, that's not what they're doing. They distorted the executive order, and 24/7, all over the world, they manipulate markets. Who does it? The Federal Reserve, the Treasury. They're really the main component.
And they've been caught insider trading. They do this for select brokerage firms and banks' profits. The Plunge Protection Team, or what, the President's Open Market Committee on Markets?
And that's why Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup make these phenomenal profits, because they know ahead of time what's going on, either out of the Treasury or out of the Fed. And as all of you should know, the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. The Federal Reserve is a private organization. And so these people have been raping us since 1913, and we want to stop it. And that's why Ron Paul put in this bill 1207, which is 179 sponsors, a good way to stop them. But that's what they've been doing, and they do it all the time. They manipulate. They're doing it legally. Let's change that. Let's stop them from doing that. Let's have a free market. And we can accomplish that if we can get some of these bills passed. And Ron's 1207 is one of those. I think we need legislation for tariffs on goods and services. If we don't, we're never going to stop all of this offshoring and outsourcing. And they're going to continue to kill us. In Europe, too.
That's right.
Canada.
This country was built on free trade and fair trade, not rigged trade, and was built on tariffs instead of taxing the American people. I want to give you the good news, Bob. This is just out from Ron Paul's office. H.R. 1207, now up to 190 co-sponsors. They get another 30
All
or
right.
40. Yeah, for
we
those that don't know.
212, we got it passed.
Yeah, 212, we got it passed. And for those that don't know, the private Federal Reserve brags on TV now. See, they would always deny that they were private and say they were federal until they got exposed. Now they've been, oh, yeah, we're private. We're secret. Nobody can audit us. Nobody can look at us. We're above the law. Greenspan goes on Lair NewsHour. Bernanke says it before Congress. We've got those clips in my film, The Obama Deception. And now it's gaining four or five sponsors a week in this session. At that rate, in a couple weeks, 3 weeks, we're going to have enough votes here in 3.5, 4 weeks to audit this criminal organization that's never been audited. And all these people couldn't believe that we could get to this point, or they can't believe we can beat the Fed. They think it's invincible. Well, even if we lose this time, it points out that this thing is private and has never been audited, and that it's the alien, it's the criminal, it's the cancer. Bob Chapman.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is what I've been fighting for, and I haven't been working directly with Ron Paul. I just decided on my own to get on other networks and really lay this out to the people. We've had a tremendous response, and obviously my asking them, and of course Ron's group pushing as well, has brought us 190 co-sponsors. So it's very exciting. And there was legislation that just went through in conversation to be sent to committee about auditing and exposing the Fed. And I have all of the information in tomorrow's issue. It covers an amendment adopted by the Oversight Committee in the House, which is sponsored by Dennis Kucinich. And I just got a pile of stuff in tomorrow's issue on these issues that we're talking about right now. And it looks to me like we can get it passed in the Senate. And if we don't, it's going to cost the Federal Reserve probably $50 or $100 billion to stop it, because that's what these senators are going to want to get paid off.
Now imagine the elite, the wealth moved out years ago out of the U.S. They openly brag how they're collapsing. It's by design. But a lot of these House members and senators and nouveau riche are figuring out that they're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs on the altar of globalism. The U.S. and Europe have to fall into economic implosion for the social engineers, the mega rich, the ultra elite, to have a world monopoly of power and control, in their own words. And so I think one of the biggest wild cards, what could turn into the deus ex here, is that the nouveau riche elite are starting to figure out they're not the pet puppies. They're not the specially protected class they thought they were, and are beginning to not like this new world order. I think that's why we're seeing more and more of CNBC and Fox and people even coming out and telling some of the truth, because all this is out in the open now, and a lot of people in the system are figuring out that they're not going to be protected. Bob Chapman.
They are expendable, and I can promise you that. And if they keep on doing what they're doing, they're going to have a meeting with a guy called Robespierre. And, you know, when I'm on all of these Fox and ABC and NBC, these short programs I get on, every one of the hosts know what's going on. But they're afraid to talk about it. They say, let Bob do it. I mean, you know, he's invincible. He doesn't care. He's 73. He's lived his life. Let him challenge him. I'm not going to lose my job because of it.
Well, Ron Paul in Congress for the last 16 years or so, was previously in for one term in the 70s, but got back in the mid-90s. For those that want to know that trivia, he would get four or five sponsors in years past, maybe 15, 20. Now it's 190, and all these negative people email me saying, oh, it's staged. They plan to implode the Fed and set up something worse. No, this is real. And the Fed does not like the fact that there's a call for it to be audited. And the mainstream media has a complete shutdown on this news and information. They are scared to death. The private New York branch of the Fed is partners with the Bank of England. It is an offshore alien group to this country. It is the group that's been trying to take over this nation ever since we kicked the crown out in 1783-84. And it is anathema to this free society. And yes, we can beat the greatest empire in the world, the British, at the time. We can beat the private New World Order banking empire. But this fake Christian foregone conclusion that this is the end of the world, that's taught by the 501c3 government churches that lay down that you can't fight evil, that you're not supposed to, is a lie. Even if we can't fight this and that it's and that it's foretold and going to happen, we have a moral responsibility to fight evil. And it is of the devil, period, that people are following this fake doctrine of laying down to this and sucking your thumbs and saying that we can't fight the CPS kidnapping kids and we can't fight the private Federal Reserve and we can't try to stop GM being sent to China and Brazil because it's of the Lord. That is a load of garbage and a cop-out. Bob Chapman.
I agree completely, and that's why I'm here. All my life, I've never given up on anything, and whether the lead's flying or not, and the words are flying now, and we know, you and I and others who do what we do, we're in the sights of the government, and sooner or later they're going to try to shut us down. Well, they better do it darn quick, because we are reaching, and I've said this on the program before, so many people all over the world.
It's exploding exponentially. It's insane.
I get these letters from England and Holland and Kazakhstan and Colombia and Mexico and all over, from Italy. I get a very nice group of pictures from I guess he's probably the top soccer player in Italy and for Bayern Munich, and he sent me all these beautiful pictures with his golden boot, which would be like getting the batting title for the National League or something like that. And, you know, the people you run into who we're meeting, who know what we're talking about and are as excited as we are that we're going to be successful.
And again, I'm seeing the arrogance of 4 or 5 years ago, the establishment leaving their eyes. They don't have those jackass smiles on their faces anymore, do they, Bob? Because they know millions of us are committed at ramming speed to ram them in the info war, and we're boarding the enemy right now, and we know it's a fight to the death. We know they're all in, committed with their names, their treasure, their blood. We're committed too. And, Bob, it's such a good feeling to know we're right, to know we're on the right side of history, and to know we're committed, and to know that that spirit of liberty is now spreading. I mean, I've told this story the last few days because it was so shocking to me. I can go to England. I can go to Costa Rica. I can go anywhere, Canada, anywhere in the U.S. now, and I can walk down a street, and if five people pass me, one of them's a fan and a listener. That is one-fifth. Well, now
that
I went to...
tremendous.
Exactly, and it's not about Alex being a big, you know, big shot. It's actually kind of scary. I better do a good job, all these folks listening. The issue is, then I go to Port Aransas this weekend, and I go down there every summer because the kids love it, you know, a couple times, and I rented a golf cart, and it was totally jam-packed, you know, first big weekend of summer, and the entire 10-mile beach was cars every 20, 30 feet lined up on Saturday, and I'm driving this gas-powered golf cart I rented, and every 5-10 cars or so, just me driving along in a T-shirt with my kids, they would go, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Black people, white people, kids with mohawks, old people, young people. There was some guy who was, you know, who was running at about 10 miles an hour with the golf cart, you know, for like 10 minutes, looked like he was an Ultimate Fighter or something, said, Alex Jones. I mean, it was blowing me away. And then every restaurant we went to, the people serving us the food were listeners. Bob, I think we've underestimated how bad we've hit the enemy.
You could be right, and it's still a long way to go, and it's a can of worms. I think we've got the top opened, and now we got to start digging into the worms, and we got to pull them out one at a time. This is the Fed Reserve. Pitch it over your shoulder. We're going to get rid of it. This is the revolving door between New York City's Wall Street and bankers and the Treasury Department that worm, throw it over your shoulder. We're getting rid of them, too. We're going to stop them from doing that. There's qualified people all over America who could work in Washington. And Paul Craig Roberts is a good example of that. And on and on and on. And that's what we're going to do. We ain't going to let them get away with it.
It's just incredible, Bob. And, you know, the globalists will probably set off nukes or start new wars. But to try to force us back to their bosoms of poison and lies. But when the military gave more money to Ron Paul than all the candidates combined, until he got out of the race, then it was Obama, to know that everywhere people are waking up, to know that even if the globalists pull the same old tricks, people are now more and more wise to them. I see any way the enemy slices it, short of them nuking every major city and releasing bioweapons and then trying to go in their bunkers and come back out after we're all dead. Short of that, I think they're going to lose. And I think their own servants, if they even try that final equation, which they're capable of, and they've written in white papers they would do, a big British Ministry of Defense report last year said they used neutron bombs on their own population. They tried to remove them from power. It doesn't matter. Any way they slice it, I see them losing. The question is, how bad will the fight be to get there?
Half of us will probably die if it gets that far.
And if you're a new listener and don't believe me, the London Guardian even reported that Dick Cheney wants to use race-specific bioweapons to wipe out certain races, and that they're standing by with neutron bombs in Europe, England, the U.S. If you tried to have a march on Washington, they'd drop a neutron bomb on you and then say Al-Qaeda did it. So we got to take over at the county city level with an idea. That's invincible.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
got Alan Watt coming up in about 5 minutes, and we have Max Kaiser joining us. Bob Chapman, in closing here in the last few minutes we have in this hour, I've asked a lot of my questions, made a lot of my points. What else do you see that's important going on out there? And then obviously I want you to comment on the Chinese laughing at Geithner when he gave a speech saying everything's fine, the dollar's strong. It looks like the emperor's new clothes, people are starting to notice that the emperor's actually naked as a jaybird.
Well, the kids are outside the box. They don't work for anybody. They're in school, and they say what they think. And they not only laughed, they jeered and booed them. And very few media outlets in the United States carried it. They just said there was some laughter. It was sustained, believe me. And, of course, the Chinese government knows that. But the Chinese government's in a box. They got 30 million unemployed. They're spending $1.2 to get the economy jacked up again to 8% growth in GDP, and I don't think they can do it. They're sitting on $1.5 trillion in dollar-denominated securities. What are they going to do with them? The only thing they can do is buy commodities, as they have been, and they should have been buying more gold, which brings us to gold. And that is, it's down about $19 today. It was up $18 yesterday. It was down $18 the day before. Every time it goes down, buy it. Get out there and buy those coins, gold and silver coins and shares. It's very important. You take advantage of these corrections. They only last a day or two. Why? Because it's United States government shoving it back down again, hoping it'll stay down, and they're wrong. The whole world is clamoring for gold and silver. Who's got a head in their shoulders?
In fact, Bob, for the first time in U.S. history, major insurance companies, Bloomberg is reporting, are buying huge positions in physical gold as a hedge against an imploding currency.
Northwestern Mutual Life, $400 million worth, and they say they think it's going substantially higher. And that is a first, and you're right. And you read it first in the International Forecaster.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. You know, this is kind of a Mexican standoff, as they say, where everybody's pointing guns at everybody. But there is now a faster move towards the door, towards dumping the dollar. I mean, they're now having to admit that. Do you think they'll be able to jack the dollar up again for a while, for a year or two? Or is this the beginning of the circling the drain?
They can't. They're circling the drain. And, you know, there's $4 trillion in currencies traded today on the foreign exchange. And about $1.5 trillion is in dollars. Now, someone's going to tell me for how many days the U.S. government thinks that they're going to be able to affect in this market today in currencies the value of the dollar. I mean, how many trillion dollars can they come up with each day to do that? They can't. They can affect it for one day, and that's it. The same thing is with gold and silver. And I think the government is out of gold. And I'll tell you why. This report came out by Rob Kirby this week. He backed into the export of gold compounds. And what they are is coin melt from 1933. The U.S. government is at the bottom of the barrel. They've been selling gold into the market, and they've been using maybe Germany or France to do it, and they're delivering them.
Yeah, they've sold the bullion bars, and they're now getting into coin melt. For those that don't know, that means bottom of the barrel. TheInternationalForecaster.com. People get a free copy there. Bob, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Got it. Bye-bye.
Great job. Okay. By the way, for listeners, don't forget InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a new big video up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members right now. It's a 27-minute expanded extras from the Obama deception exclusively for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and the new Aaron Russo interview is up there as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Next hour, we have economist, stock market system inventor, BBC news presenter of the program The Oracle, Max Kaiser, joining us. For the next hour, we have Alan Watt of CutThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, I've read the big psychologist and psychiatry documents. I've read about the history of eugenics, the New World Order plan. My film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers it, so I'm somewhat of a scholar. And I tell you, Alan is just even more of a scholar than I am because he specifically focuses in on that and this system of control. And I wanted to go over some of the current events that are happening right now and see how he sees that playing in to the social controllers and what they're trying to set up and do. I have to say, though, Alan, I really see things not going well for the globalist. I don't see him as omnipresent and all-knowing. I do know they understand human nature and study our psychology and our instincts and manipulate us against each other. But I see more and more people waking up to the Matrix, waking up that everything they're told is spin or lies. And the little mind tricks they play, like I had Psychology Today, two-hour interview yesterday for a big, large cover story in there. Coming out in a few months, and they were still kind of spouting the old download that there is no New World Order, and it's schizophrenic to think so, while hundreds of publications announce there's a world government, but it's a good thing, and we should all accept it. So I really don't see them hitting on all cylinders and getting all their different flavors of propaganda put out correctly, or is that by design?
It's by design. They start off with the fact that the system we are in was set up by their forefathers for this time. We're all in this one boat. We've all arrived here, and it's all through the planning and machinations of previous generations of these big think tanks, foundations, and so on. They have brought us to where they want us to be right now. They are aware because they're constantly taking polls and surveys on the internet and what you think of this, etc., to see how majority of people are reacting to the changes. And it's so easy now with the internet. It's instant communication, data retrieval. They know exactly how the public are. But we always end up, where are we exactly? We're where they put us in the first place. This is the only one system we have been given. And they're updating their system into the next phase. It's already done, really. It simply hasn't been announced, or we haven't seen the manifestations of the implementations, the total full force implementations of it all. It's all set up for the global system, but it's to be an authoritarian system. And what we will notice, the average person will notice in newspapers and in the governments, in fact, they're being given more, that the old political stance of humoring the public is going out the window, and we're being dictated to by top, generally appointees, not so much the politicians, the green appointees, etc., put there by the big foundations that they're making these dictatorial statements of how we must live, etc., and how we must reduce the population, and so on and so on. This is the changeover from the old idea that we believed in. We were given this big con that we had democracy, and it was always stated from the Fabian Society eventually it would become an authoritarian body over the public who would be trained to accept that authoritarian dictate from the leaders. That's the training phase we're going through right now, in fact. That's what's happening.
I want to talk about the carbon taxes, the global model, who the New World Order are, what their master plan is, and then go through some of the current things. Like Obama, who, whatever he says, it's always the opposite. So now he's going and saying he wants to be friends with the Muslims. They can be assured he's now going to do the opposite. But say he loves them as he ups the troops and the invasions and the wars. Yep. We'll talk about all of that with Alan Watt, great researcher, great political mind. On the other side of this break, Max Kaiser's coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are prisonplanet.tv, jonesreport.com, truthnews.us, and whatistheendgame.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, Nibs, Noni, Immune Detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
The T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alan Watt, our regular guest, joins us. Alan, we have a lot of new stations picking us up this week, and I want to get into the bigger picture and where the globalists are taking us. You know, when I talk to mainstream media when they interview me or when I discuss things, with the establishment press, I'm always talking to these reporters, and I think most of them genuinely are ignorant, just like most Americans you talk to don't even know what the Fourth or Fifth Amendment is, much less the Second or First. And it's very, very sad, but everything was set up on eugenics. Everything was set up to carry out a culling of the population. Everything is this highly engineered society. And I don't think a lot of even new listeners or even some longtime listeners understand just how much of our society is engineered and dominated by these people. So break down in total, in your worldview, what the New World Order is, what it stands for, what it's pushing, the phase we're in right now, and where it's ultimately leading us in this, quote, final revolution of dehumanization and tyranny. Alan Watt.
Yeah, we can trace it, as I say, back in their own books, in fact, in recorded history, allowed history, that which they've published for us to read, right back to the 1700s, when the elite establishment, who already ruled the moneyed system, they'd taken off. See, a group actually were sent in to Europe to take over the moneyed system and become, as Albert Pike said himself in his own book, Morals and Dogma, the masters over the masters of the world. In other words, to create central banking systems that would be all linked together for a global system that might not appear for another 200 years. And everything runs from, in a moneyed system, from the capstone of money downwards. Laws, governments, everything goes cap in hand to the guys with the money at the top. So you can create an entire system structured beneath you, a pyramid beneath you, if you control all of the money and the lending and the borrowing. So it was not too hard to create that kind of system. They also could eradicate all small competition of small money lenders, small banks, and so on the way. As long as they were in charge of the money supply for entire countries, they ruled those countries. But along with that, too, was a religion. And the religion was based on a natural existing order of elite, intellectual elites who had already been doing the Darwinian experiment of specialized breeding for mates for a long, long time. Ian Taylor, a scientist in Canada, put an excellent book out on the histories of some of these families, such as Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was about the fifth generation of Darwins who only married into the Wedgwood family. All the wives were taken from the Wedgwood family for five generations. And when Charles Darwin's wife died, he married his mother's sister, a Wedgwood again. And the idea being, they were trying to mate up scientifically, to create a scientific elite on one hand. This is also validated by Huxley. The Huxleys were also related to the Darwins, and they admitted that that was part of the experiment to create a guardian elite along the lines of Plato and his Republic, where they'd be the guardians of the planet, the natural superior Superman type with virtue, intelligence, common sense, who would rule all the lesser peoples in a standing order all the way down. And on the way, they also needed other organizations that would help them implement a new system and hold it. That's why they introduced first Rosicrucianism, then Freemasonry. That was the existing order. Now they've bypassed that. But the same special breeding program that's all through eugenics still goes on. The idea being, if you have a woman who's gifted in a scientific area or mathematics, you made them up with a similar type of male, you see. But they must have other qualities, too, that they've passed on for generations that can be validated in a check before they're mated together. Now, if you grow up in Europe and you study the elite families, you'll notice that none of them ever pick their own wives. They have teams of people who literally go through the genealogies for potential mates and match them up. That's how Prince Charles was matched up with Lady Diana.
It's arranged marriages, just like with cattle breeding.
Exactly. And in fact, when the American Eugenics Society came out full force, backed by the Carnegie first, and then the Rockefeller Foundation, that mandated enforced sterilization for inferior types. It said they could not bring inferior types into this future. That means anyone with hereditary illnesses of any kind, physical or mental. And they put out, they set up the Cold Springs Harbor, New York there. Plus, they brought in the American Cattlemen's Association because they were the best ones to do with breeding. And now they were transferring that data onto humans. They came up with the idea, backed by Rockefeller, that they would institute a national census. And since its inception, the purpose of census was to take data on physical and mental health, moral behavior, etc., prison records, all of that, collect all of that data, and eventually to start eradicating those people they saw as being hereditary problems to their perfect upcoming utopia.
And let me stop you there, because I want listeners to understand something. Everything you're hearing is part of mainline history. Allen's not telling you anything that isn't in all the major textbooks, the history books, but they think it's good. When the Texas board asked the head state psychiatrist, why are 67%, 68% of the kids on psychotropic drugs in foster care? He said, because they have bad genes. They deserve it. And they set up the social welfare networks. They set up the health departments to carry out racial hygiene. Hitler only adopted what was taught in England and the United States. And now that's what their zoning is about. That's what their animal ID is about. It's what taking over the farms and ranches is about. They've got to take over our infrastructure and our access to money and our access to independence and freedom so they can force us into the one-child policy and through the new economy of the green economy, that's really the eugenics economy of reduced standard of living so that you can't afford to have children. It's all openly stated and now even being introduced on mainstream TV and everywhere. So I wanted to throw in that everything you're saying is on the record, that the Darwins and three other families only intermarried together for five, six, seven generations, but that it created aberrant mentally ill monsters.
Mm-hmm. But look at the Huxleys, for instance. The Huxleys were descended from the Darwins, too. They were also intermarried.
Yes.
And the Huxleys, especially Julian and Aldous' father, literally spent a career chopping up people's bodies to try and get secrets of life and all this kind of stuff. In other words, the precursor to what we call eugenics today, or genetics today. And
as you said, Cold Springs Harbor is IBM human genome today, and the head had to step down saying blacks weren't humans. That's always been the eugenics board. Now they take blood forcibly for 36 years from everybody in the Western world at birth. They've now admitted that. And I have two mainstream news articles today. This is out of the Buffalo News. Ruling allows taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first ruling. And they say cattle prods, electric shock, torture in the federal ruling is now officially legal to make you answer questions, to make you urinate in a cup, to make you give a blood sample at checkpoints. Arde Saveda, the court's ruling here in Austin, will be able to taser you if you don't submit to the blood. Torture is now out in the open. We go from it being Joseph Mengele and bad to it being something we only do to Al-Qaeda to the Buffalo Daily News openly saying it's good. Go ahead.
Well, yes, because we're now, since 2001 especially, that was the prime purpose for this whole New World Order kickoff. We're being trained now that we're in an authoritarian system and you simply do what you're told. That's what we've all been trained since 9/11. That was the kickoff. Arthur C. Clarke, who was put up there, see, all the big stars in novels and futurist societies, etc., and this has been explained and admitted to by big foundations themselves. They fund these novelists to write the future. It becomes familiar to us as an idea, then it's augmented by movies and so on, until it comes into reality and we don't think about it as being strange or that it shouldn't exist. It seems natural. It's called predictive programming. And Arthur C. Clarke, in his book 2001, even though he set it in space, was actually giving you the kickoff for the new order of things, where a new planet would rule. In other words, that's what he's really telling you, a new
time. And later in the book, everybody gets microchips. Everybody communicates with microchips through telepathic systems. And then he later, of course, worked for MI6 after World War II. For those that don't know, OSS during World War II, he invented the telecommunications satellite. And he gave interviews saying, no, this is what we really plan for you, like H.G. Wells and everybody else. Go ahead.
And the symbol, of course, in the book was the big giant obelisk, the black obelisk, the perfect shape of authority all down through the ages. That's what the United Nations Black Building is, by the way. That's what that is. That's the big obelisk. And the UN was set up to be the hub for a form, at least the outward form of the embryo or the embryonic world government. All laws for the last 50 years have come from the United Nations to every country, and it's signed into the books by President.
And notice, most of the crew dies going on the journey. Only the chosen one gets to go to the next level, and there's a final fight between the computer and the man for who will be supreme, whereas Kurzweil and others just say, no, actually, we're going to merge with the machine. That will be the new species. The new species will wipe out the rest of the slaves that are left.
That's right. Evolution. You see, called evolution. And evolution is an interesting word in itself, and the whole theory and the occult stuff behind it that they used to use in the Masonic lodges, etc., so on, the high ones. But they do believe, and they always have believed, that the future would be theirs, that only those with the virtue, the natural virtue, that they've inherited from their superior parents would continue. And all the inferiors must be wiped off because there is no purpose for them in a Darwinistic evolutionary society. They'll bring the superiors down, they claim. They must eliminate them altogether.
Always amazing talking to Alan Watt. Alan, quick break. We're going to come right back to you and continue where you left off when I was interjecting with the architecture of the New World Order and hopefully how we stop it and fight it. And, yes, we'll take calls coming up. I forgot to take calls last hour. Sorry about that.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who've experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó y me hizo volar.
What we're talking about is the ultimate control freak expression. Royalty, whether it was Japan or the Aztecs, Europe, they always thought they were God, that they were superior, and that they were separate from the commoners. Well, now we have the BBC headlines that they believe they're a separate race, and all these countless other elites saying they are transhuman. The eugenicist, run by Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, at the UN, he said in the 50s, we got to change the name from eugenicist to transhumanist. I'm not saying all transhumanists are, but your founder was the head eugenicist. So they believe that they're taking control of human evolution, human development, and right now they just want to lock everything down, cull most of us, so they can then have their great work. Alan, let's talk about now, you talk about the banking takeover, the families. We were now into the 19th century, 20th century. Let's get into what they've set up, the psychological dictatorship, where they're going, and then if they're able to cull us, the timeline you see, I'm interested in your view on that, and then if they were able to succeed, what they're going to build.
How they see the future in the big think tanks that work for the British Department of Defense, and I've got it up on my website. There's 90 pages of predictions of what's to happen over the next 50-odd years. And they claim that around 2010, 12, there'll be the beginnings of massive riots. Food shortages will be arranged. It's already underway, in fact, because the big
They said this 2 years ago, for those that just tuned in. I mean, this is official British government. Go ahead.
And they're also the think tank. That's all NATO countries, including the U.S. It's to happen worldwide. But it's to be kick off really in third world countries and then escalate into the Western Hemisphere very quickly, rapidly. And right now, they've already been setting up the entire military structure to deal with the next 50 years. We've seen the build-up and the alteration from police forces into a really internal army. It's part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. They're all integrated with police, military, special forces. That's already done. It has been done since the 90s, early 90s, in preparation for what's to come up. And they claim that around the year 2050, there'll be a vastly reduced population, a sudden drop. But on the way up to then, there'll be escalating riots. There'll be whole city regions, in fact, they call them regions locked down under war scenarios. We've seen this, by the way, in all the predictive programming from every science fiction movie the last 15 years, and it is, they're churning out more every year on the same kind of scenarios. They're also saying that the population are being sterilized. Well, we know that because the official medical World Health Organization tells us this every year, that we're almost all sterile and we're dropping rapidly. That's also intentional. It's been done through inoculations and through the food system, because the biowarfare industry are the same boys that Monsanto belongs to, and they're making sure that we will come down much faster through sterilization. This is exactly what H.G. Wells said in his book, The Modern Utopia. He laid out the next 200 years, and he said that we won't simply just kill off the unfit, he says. We'll simply sterilize them so that they'll breed themselves out of existence and die off. So this is
all compartmentalized. The local doctor giving you shots doesn't know this, but the IMF, the World Bank, all the big funds, 2 weeks ago, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, secret meeting of the rich with Warren Buffett and Ted Turner, and it said the main agenda was reduce our population by 80%. This is now being thrown in our face.
Yes, and then you see Bill Gates again. See, there are no real self-made men up there at the very top. They're brought up there. We live under cartels. You cannot go up and compete with cartels.
And his dad was the head of Planned Parenthood and a loved eugenicist. So they said, we're going to give your son through the IBM Eugenics Trust. That's IBM is a trust for eugenics on record. We are going to give your son, you know, the headship of this because, you know, we can't have the public knowing the government really runs all these. And that's really on record for anybody that wants to look. It's and so the entire thing, then he takes the entire fortune of Microsoft and funds it into eugenics publicly.
Yes. And now he's come out, of course, as the big hero philanthropist. They all must pay back their masters who brought them up there by becoming philanthropists, just like George Soros. And abortions, vasectomies, etc. That's really where their money goes. But here's the same man now in with the military-industrial complex, Mr. Gates, with specialized mosquitoes they want to release all over the third world countries, supposedly to help reduce the mosquito population by introducing sterile male mosquitoes. These things are going to carry bacterium and viruses very, very rapidly.
No, that's what he said. They're going to put vaccines in them, and because the Africans won't take the shots, they're going to engineer it into potatoes and carrots.
Yes.
That's on record. Stay there. Incredible information. Alan Watts, our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Going back to Alan Watt, and yes, we're going to take some calls for Alan Watt. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take a few calls specifically for Alan Watt coming up here in a moment. I'm sorry I didn't get the calls of Bob Chapman. We just ran out of time. Before we go back to Alan to finish up kind of with their master plan and what he thinks their current phase is and then some of your calls, before we do that, I want to tell you, it's in, it's shipping out. I took the historic interview I did with Aaron Russo before he died in about 10 minutes or so of interview that hadn't been seen, and then some behind-the-scenes interviews, and I put it together on a DVD because we had hundreds of requests for this. We had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of requests for this on DVD instead of just on the Internet. You know, we put it out on PrisonPlanet.tv in high quality, but folks ripped it all over the web, which we're glad about, and millions of views. So I thought, why not put it on DVD? So it is now available. This is Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. Everybody's library should have this. And we now have 3 months of the best of interviews from this TV show slash radio show that is very informative and in high quality, not just internet. It's pretty high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv because we stream the show live. It's not in the same quality that the films are at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have the DVD arsenal. We have the latest one out that's got Russell Means, Lindsay Williams, Edwin Vieira, Sean Kassinger, Craig Proudly, and State Sovereignty Special, with a whole bunch of state reps and senators about declaring state sovereignty against the New World Order and reaffirming the 10th Amendment. And last but not least, at PrisonPlanet.tv, for the great members over there, we have a new 27-minute extra, an expanded exclusive extra from the Obama deception, only for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can see that on screen if you're simulcasting right now and watching us, if you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's only 15 cents a day to have a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you get my live radio show simulcast here in the TV studio, and you get Jason Burmes 9 to Midnight. You get all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other great films, and just more and more. We're ramping things up here, and PrisonPlanet.tv just gets better and better. The quality just gets better and better. And if you've been a member and let your membership drop off and haven't checked out all the upgrades and changes we've made, it just 5 years plus up and running, thousands and thousands of pieces of media, the radio show in the highest quality archives, PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and support us there by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And we just keep adding more and more services there in the info war to the PrisonPlanet.tv members. And I want to thank all of you across the world for your support. Without you, we couldn't run this operation. And plus, you can burn all the films and books and presentations that are on there to DVD and CD and give them to people. I mean, it is an arsenal of resistance in the info war. Or again, go to Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, and get all the books and videos that we've produced and made and that we carry at huge discounts, and show them to your friends and your family. Feel free to make copies of all of my films. Get them out to people. Again, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right, going back to Alan Watt, from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, before we get back briefly into the globalist master plan and the current operations and then take some calls, you have been having some problems with your three or four websites. You wisely had some mirrors of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, but now you've been having a lot of problems, and people should know that you've been under a bit of an attack. They're trying to take your registration names away, though you registered them years ago and own them. They're not letting you upload to your servers, though you've paid in advance for a year. And you're not getting any answers from Yahoo on this, are you?
Well, they rectified it the other day, suddenly, because so many people were protesting and calling them. And this went on for a week and a half. They suddenly stopped me uploading to two of the main sites. And no explanation was given. I talked about five different people over the course of a week and a half, and they wouldn't let me talk to any of the engineers who could possibly have given me the technical problem. There was no technical problem. They simply put a lock on it. And someone had obviously, from above, given them the suggestion to do this. So it's from a high source. Now, at the same time this was happening, friends of mine, people I know in other countries, were getting ICANN, getting in touch with them, asking if they knew me. And why they were taking out domain names in my name. Now, anyone can do this across the planet if they want to. It's quite legal, you see. But they wanted to know what the connections were and so on. So, as I say, after a bombardment of listeners to Yahoo and me mentioning it on the air night after night, they suddenly fixed the problem and couldn't tell me what it was. And I'm on unlimited disk space, so it wasn't that that was the problem. They'd actually set me back from about 9.5 gigs, which I was at that present time maximum, with unlimited disk space to go. They set me back to 6.5. And
well, look, I mean, we have sophisticated hack attacks against us on record from the big ISPs. They certainly, the Pentagon's announced they're going to attack American and European media that criticizes the New World Order. They've now said on the news they're going to start killing journalists. There's famous video of the tanks driving up and killing Reuters journalists over in Iraq. Okay, let's accelerate, but thank God it's back up. Let's accelerate Alan Watt here now through their master plan and if they're able to succeed, what they're going to set up and then take calls.
Yes, they've published the books, in fact, from the United Nations, and a whole host of umbrella organizations under the United Nations have published their own books on the future cities. I should mention that back in the 80s, I met the man who owns the polo team that Prince Charles belongs to. And he is a big Canadian. He owns hundreds of corporations and companies across the U.S. and Canada and Europe. He has an estate in Ireland. He's a lord, and an estate in London. And he's also an amateur, although professional, architect. And through a strange set of circumstances, which I didn't understand at the time, he showed me his drawings for the future cities. And one of them, this is about 1982, one of them was a domed city over a much smaller Toronto, under a soft glass type dome. And he didn't explain why it would be a dome or anything else. And I said, well, that's a much, much smaller Toronto. He says, yeah, oh, yeah, that the population will be that small, he says, in about 30, 40 years. No explanation given. But then a person who works for the United Nations sent me a book on the future dome cities for the perfect societies across the world. And it's right along the agenda that H.G. Wells and so on talked about. Everyone will be reared in a sort of creche dome. You won't know your parents. That's exactly what the Soviet system was supposed to be based on, but it wasn't Marxist enough. They tried it in Israel when they set up Israel, by the way, where the children would be brought up communally, wouldn't know who their parents were. You'd be trained in there up to a certain age, then you'll go to a school dome, then you'd be designated a work dome, and then you'll have your adult life dome as you work, and then you would put it into a geriatric, all nice and organized, like a control freak had planned your whole life for you. This is the world's structured society they want to create. But this is for the ones who will be doing most of the work, for the elite.
And, Alan, I'm not trying to start fights here, because it's very destructive to get into fights with people that, you know, are similar to our views on the New World Order. There was a big film made that used a lot of my footage, and other people's footage, and it was supposedly anti-New World Order 9/11 truth. Then their next film called for the dome cities, and a robot will run everything, and it'll be a totally controlled society, and the maker said that I would have to be put in a re-education center, but that I couldn't intellectually understand and grasp why this had to be done. No, I understand the power trip these people are on, and I kept saying to them, I heard all this 100 years ago from the eugenicist. What you're saying is right out of the Soviet model, right out of the Fabian socialist model. This is the New World Order. And they'd say, no, it's not. And I'd say, but that's a fact.
Yeah.
Even these drawings and diagrams aren't new. I'm not starting a fight with these filmmakers. Mm-hmm. I'm just stating a fact. And they got very, very angry and started attacking us. And then play this mental game of saying, no, this is something totally new. Alan, you know what I'm talking about, don't
Absolutely.
You? This is not totally new, is it?
Not at all. The whole 20th century was mapped out, including the wars, because people like H.G. Wells, who was a founder of the Fabian Society, who was picked up by Sir Thomas Huxley, the grandfather of the Huxley, the best friend of Charles Darwin. He picked a whole bunch of young men up. He taught them in the red tie school. They're all given red ties for revolution. They're all guaranteed to become very famous because unlimited financing would give them complete access to all media. And they were to go out there and be propagandists for this eugenics, utopian, scientifically run society.
And they did the predictive programming to set the maps of man so people would follow this predetermined system. And then they wrote books bragging they'd done this. None of this is our opinion.
That's right. And also, Wells himself said we need a world war. And after World War One, he said not enough people have come to their knees. They've not given up national sovereignty. He said we need another world war to bring this into existence. World War Two brought in the United Nations. And every country signed on to it. And that's when all sovereignty was signed away. And the whole future agenda was begun to be implemented in reality. So the whole 20th century was planned, you see, including what they have planned for this century. This is to be the century of change. Every top professor across the planet in academia has talked about the century of change for the latter part of the 20th century, Obama's whole premise was change is good. No one asked him what he's talking about. What change are you talking about? This is their century to implement the final stages as they reduce the population. They bring through the creme de la creme, as they say. They get rid of the weak, the unfit, the mental unstable, anyone with hereditary physical or mental problems. And that's in the book by H.G. Wells called The Modern Utopia.
But, so, this is what I want to bring up to you. But when you really read their literature, they sell their lower-level minions who are on little petty power trips that, oh, you're part of the elite society, we're going to cull everybody. They don't tell them that they're going to be culled as well, or that it's not just positive and negative eugenics that is taught, that, oh, we're going to get rid of the inferiors and advance the elites. The elite actually is waging war against those that are intelligent, that are bright, that they're actually, that's their main target. And that these control freaks are trying to wreck society to accelerate their master plan. So really, I mean, you can argue with their stated goal of a better world and a healthier elite, but that's evil in and of itself because of what it leads to. But really, that's only a facade as well.
Lord Bertrand Russell, another high member who helped to change the outlook of many millions of people by his writings, he was one of them. He wanted to get followers to create mass movements to help the idiots bring it all to come into being. He said himself, though, he said we must, through schooling, he says, check through various testing for certain people with special IQ abilities of communication who could influence the masses and recruit them. He says if we can't recruit them on our side to work for us, we must eradicate them, eliminate them. That's what he said, because they might influence the masses against this plan. In other words, kill them off. We must kill them.
Yeah. And he wrote books and got Nobel Prizes and other awards for this, and it's called a big liberal. Just like Margaret Sanger is called a liberal, and they love the name black schools after her. I went to a predominantly black school in kindergarten in Dallas.
Yeah.
Margaret Sanger, kindergarten in first grade. And there was Margaret Sanger's statue. It's all a big sick joke, isn't it?
Margaret Sanger said that children were weak. That's a term in her own writings, weeds. Yeah.
Well, she said blacks were weeds that had to be eradicated.
Mm-hmm. But all children, she said, all children below a certain class of income were weeds. That's what she said.
Yeah. Absolutely degenerate and disgusting. And, you know, when I'm talking to psychiatrists and psychologists that call me from, say, Psychology Today or other publications, I've talked to a few in the last year because they're real obsessed now on being on power trips. I'm not saying this particular writer, but the stories I've seen, they have been where they analyze us and we're crazy and none of this exists. While it's all admitted it exists, I found that a lot of them aren't even that intelligent. They're just on kind of a power trip, and that they're so wedded to the false reality that they have to say we're wrong and something's wrong with us. Just out of a power trip, control freak nature, they can't imagine that somebody outside their system could actually analyze how the world operates. Or they'll tell us there are no morals, but then they will try to tell us what their morals are and that we've got to follow them. They play all sorts of mind games.
It's mind games, and a lot of them too, mind you, know darn well which way the wind is blowing, and they hope to please their masters and be some of the chosen few who come through. But again, back to Julian Huxley, he said many, many will work towards this thinking that they have been chosen, but they will be deemed unworthy in the end. They'll be used.
Well, that's another thing. You look at these actual elites, they are degenerate, they are inbred, like hybrid dogs, that have all sorts of mental problems, health problems. In fact, interbreeding with the pharaohs, with the British, with the French, it leads towards insanity. And I think that, you know, they're saying we're all mentally ill and they're making all normal human behavior mentally ill, except their psychopathic behavior, they're saying that's good.
That's right, and it's no doubt about it. I mean, Plato said about it all that 2,300 years ago. He said we can breed in traits or breed out traits, and for leaders, we want to breed out certain emotional traits. We have psychopaths, definitely, who are intergenerational in charge of this world system, who truly believe they are the only sane people on earth.
Yeah, I've met a lot of them, and they really do revel in their being above you. And because of that attitude, they've lost their basic humanity, and they're so shuttered. But they are specialized in a predatory fashion.
Yep.
to just be pure machines of deceit and manipulation, and they love the dumbed-down cattle. They have celebrations laughing at the cattle. And then they say that because they're so easily butchered that the cattle deserve it, when that's humanity.
Yeah, that's right. I always give the analogy of a farmer in the field who breaks the legs of a cow and then kicks the cow and hates it because it can't get up. They have brought people down to utter misery through their machinations down through, especially the 20th century into the present, and all their games they've played in poverty, introduction, etc. And then they blame the people for the state that they're in. That's the same sort of sadistic, strange, warped mentality of the farmer breaking the cattle's cows and kicking it because they can't get up.
Well, that's a perfect analogy. Take the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49, funded by His Majesty, and it's public, and it states, we're going to carry out eugenics, but to wreck the third world, we're actually going to make sure they have more kids at first, so that holds their society back, but then we'll kill them and sterilize them later in life. It's kind of like the 223 caliber in Vietnam to wound people to cause more resource sapping instead of just killing them. They say we're going to wound the world to hold everybody down. They're not trying to lift man up.
No.
They're cosmic criminals, Alan.
They are. They are. And they know what's at stake, because if the public truly did know, we'd have to make a decision of what to do with them.
Yeah, well, I've always said, if there's too many of us, the elite ought to just all commit suicide. I think the world would be in a lot better position.
Show by example. Yeah, lead by example. That's what they should do.
Stay there, Alan. We're going to take calls when we get back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
It is very saddening to me. A lot of times laying in bed at 2 a.m. at night, I'm like, man, how do I get people to read the government's own documents, all these think tanks, some publications? They're calling us scum. They're calling us slaves. They're saying they're going to eradicate us. They're brainwashing the kids that humans are bad and we've got to be gotten rid of. They're selling us their culture of death and that resource use is bad. And some people are waking up. A lot of folks are waking up, but I don't think fast enough. Alan Watt, we're going to calls in a moment in this segment and the next. I'm going to let you go at 5 after. We appreciate your time. Max Kaiser's coming up. But I mean, in closing, before we talk to Lily and Sherry and a few others, is that the leg up that they have? I mean, is that their ace in the hole, that we have a blind spot, that there could be a group this evil operating like this, even though they're admitting they're doing it, that the common person just is so subconsciously afraid they can't admit this to themselves?
That's part of it. It's denial that such monsters... See, the average person can understand the little wrongs they do in their own life, the little lies, the white lies, etc., that they do in their own life. They cannot understand people who can do the big lie. Adolf Hitler said that. If you have to tell a lie to literally control the people's minds, you tell a massive lie. And the people will say it must be true. It must be true that Al-Qaeda is terrorizing the entire planet, because no one would change our whole way of life across the world if it wasn't. I couldn't do that. Therefore, no one else could do that or would do that. That's how we think. That's why psychopaths can and have proven down through history that they can do these incredible things and get away with it. They do intuitively, like a certain species of animal, they know how the average person thinks and how to manipulate the mind. That's a gift that all psychopaths have. They're born with this gift. No one has been able to explain why, but I think it's hereditary, to be honest with you. They understand the basic thinking patterns and nature of ordinary people. They don't feel what you feel, but they study you. They watch your emotions and how you interact. And they know perfectly well, intuitively, that they can literally manipulate us.
It is a predatory subclass. It's what is it, about 1 in 100 people is a psychopath, and it's a predatory mutation or class. It's a Homo sapiens sapien that engages in feeding and predatory activities on its own species. It is a cannibalistic psychic vampire.
It is, and it is, as I say, it has certain traits that are almost gifts. They have the ability to, as I say, understand how you think, how you feel, and how, especially, to manipulate an individual or whole masses of people with a talent they don't have to even work on. It's hereditary with them. Adolf Hitler had it, too. He knew how to change the mentality of an entire nation by saying a lot of the right things at the time to get them on board, but always having another agenda, another vision of where he was going to take them.
Well, take Dick Cheney saying torture is good,
yes.
And then when they get caught saying we didn't do torture, and then relabeling torture as just interrogation,
yes.
And then now they say, by the way, the police are now going to torture you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's in the news, federal court ruling, state courts are saying, and then look at how in just 7 years our journey to the dark side is nearing complete.
Yes, and look at all the media entertainment under the guise of drama to train the public that torture is okay. We've had years of this training through fictional works that seem very real to the person who gets absorbed in them. This is all a science that's been used on the public. There is no safe entertainment out there.
Alan, stay with us for another 5 minutes on the break. I'm going to jam in a few calls from Lily and others that are patiently holding here on Genesis. Then Max Kaiser, more on the economy coming up. Again, a globalized, standardized, zoned, regulated system where it makes you dependent on the state. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today.
or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I am excited about Max Keiser coming up, but I don't want to say bye to Alan Watt, and I want to take your calls, and I want to talk about all this. Me and Alan were just talking about during the break about how I'd like to meet him sometime, but I'm not allowed to go to Canada. There's no law or rule. I just get arrested if I try to go. And then the UK papers are announcing only the term they use is, what's the term? Travel that is essential will be allowed under the new greenhouse gas caps. And that's all... Right. It's all happening.
The Minister of Environment came out and said that eventually even all tourism will be gone. Authorized travel for big business purposes, international corporations, government only.
But the environmentalists to check things, they'll be allowed to go to certain facilities and things. I mean, what sickening, degenerate control freaks. Let's talk to Lily in North Carolina. Lily, you're on the air with Alan Watt.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say I listen to your show every day for the latest thing. Anyway, I just wanted to say that it's hard to wake people up until you tell them, you know, they don't want to believe the government is so evil. But anyway, all the governments of the world.
That's because they haven't studied history.
Well, they need to read the general chronology of events put out by Leading Edge Research Group. It's fantastic. It goes back and tells you all about the eugenics plans, sterilization in the sanitariums, and it even tells you about what they're going to teach in schools and divide the one-room classroom. It's fantastic. If they could read this, they would understand just how much evil is out there around them.
No, I hear you.
In the government. Not just in the government, around them.
Well, no, they have NGOs, the corporations, it's all one thing. And they have non-governmental organizations carrying it out. Thank you, Lily. Yeah, Alan, can you comment on that? I mean, these NGOs in the U.S. and England and Canada, they all manage local homeland security. And it's private groups like City Year that answer to the president, but they're under a private corporation with David Gergen in red and black uniforms.
Yes, but once again, they said at the top a long time ago, and Margaret Thatcher did admit this on national television in Britain. She belongs to a parallel government. They run along with the foundations. The big foundations are the parallel government masters. They're also the top bankers like the Rockefellers. And they finance the NGOs that appear to speak on behalf of the general public. That's the trick of it. It's a very clever 180-degree manipulation of democracy. They don't speak for the public. They take their orders from the foundations. And that is copied after the Soviet system. Soviet men ruled by councils. The Politburo picked the leaders of the NGOs for the Soviet Union. They would demand certain laws.
And more than that, it creates an illusion of local business and government and industry when really it's all their chosen facade for society. And then they'll come in and burn you out now. A lot of these NGO groups, literally, this is in the news, they're just taking over everything. This is their boots on the ground, and they know how to make it, quote, free market. Like, take the surveillance industry. The surveillance industry, they all, you know, the corporate government with a revolving door gives themselves the contracts for the police state.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. It's all, it's incredible organization. To say that the capstone is a very good emblem because everything beneath it is the pyramid. As long as the capstone's in charge of all sites, if you're down a pyramid at all sites, all four sites, you are in charge of the entire direction of the planet. And they certainly have done this for a long time. These are the same guys who gave the Soviet system the experiment, they called it. These are the guys who set up the foundations like Ford and said the purpose of Ford was to blend the Soviet system with the culture of America so carefully and slowly that they wouldn't even know it had been done until it was merged together.
That's absolutely.
That came out of the Rees Commission. This is all admitted, documented history, and they've almost reached that goal, but they still need the cooperation and the fear, it's done through fear, of the general public to go along with every step of it. They're using panic right now, panic after panic, and inoculations are next, part of the panic.
Oh, I meant to get into that. I'll tell you what, Alan, if you can, do two more minutes on the other side, because I want to get your take on the whole swine flu pandemic.
Yeah.
Fear. And then, of course, as we predicted, it came out, it is genetically manufactured. It is the government. And they as much as admit they're using it as a beta test for when they really release a controlled plague. And then Max Kaiser's coming up. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Max Kaiser joining us in a few minutes for the rest of the hour on the economy. We'll have open phones in as well. Alan Watt, in closing, you were mentioning the swine flu being a staged fear-mongering event. It has now come out, as we predicted, that it was manufactured. We knew that because it had no connection to any known natural strain. They're obsessed with setting precedents to force things into our body. We know worldwide they've been caught sterilizing and killing people with vaccines hundreds of times on record with different vaccines. So why would we trust them now to do it? With all the atomic soldiers and all the sterilized kids and all the tetanus shots with sterilization compounds. Go ahead.
Yes, and remember, too, these vaccines, et cetera, can lay a trigger in your body that might not activate for a few years, and down you go with crippling diseases or death. That's how fine an art biowarfare is. This is biowarfare. And you're right enough, the top man at one of the Centers of Disease Control admits it. He said this virus was created in a lab. However, even though the symptoms really are very mild compared to the regular flu, it's almost like having a head cold for a day or two, the panic factor is working because people are flooding all emergency clinics each time the baby has a sniffle or someone gets an allergy or hay fever. They're overloading the hospitals to give this impression of terror and fear, and we cry to the masters to help us. We go back to the abuser to help us and to save us. That's the standard technique in the sadistic system that we're trained into.
Yeah, it trains everybody to be hypochondriacs, to go to the government to take your shots, and magically they're going to have the new shot for you ready in the fall and winter when the World Health Organization, the eugenics organization, says it's going to come kill all of us. This is ridiculous.
Even though they admit that a virus keeps taking DNA from every victim, so every time it passes on to the next victim, it's an altered virus. So technically you cannot have an antidote to it.
Yeah, they admit they never have a flu vaccine that works.
That's right.
But the public doesn't know that. I mean, it's just really the globalists are just generational con artists and psychopaths that all intermarry and figure out new ways to screw the gullible, sweet public. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just gets more and more insane. Well, Alan Watt, we've already set you back up for July 1st for 2 hours at high noon central, 1 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to talking to you then, Alan. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. People should get your books and videos there at CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. We really appreciate you spending time with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
It's always great having you. What a great guy. And now, for the next 50 minutes, we are joined from Paris by the syndicated radio host, BBC TV show presenter on the economy, Huffington Post writer. MaxKaiser.com is the website. That is his namesake for Max Kaiser, the guest. And he is a filmmaker, broadcaster, a former broker, and positions trader. And he is the inventor of a popular virtual specialist technology software used in many high-tech stock market systems today, like the Hollywood Stock Exchange. And joining us to give us his perspective on the economy and where this insanity, this looting is going, is Max Kaiser from Paris. Welcome, Max.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Thanks for coming on my show this past week. It's on the web. It's on the net now if people want to check it out.
You bet. MaxKaiser.com. Max, so much is going on. I'm going to try to sit back until the next break, and I've got more questions. And just I'm not going to ask questions. What is most important? What is coming out of Max Kaiser's brain first?
I think you just have to read the financial news and you get a good idea of, what we can expect, what's going on. Just to go back, if you remember back in the 1999 period, that was when they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which was in place since the Depression, to keep banks and brokers from getting each other's business. And that was one of the firewalls that kept the economy from becoming overly speculative and keeping the Ponzi schemes that were alive in the 20s to prevent them from coming back on stream. Well, that was repealed in 1999 with Greenspan, of course. Then in April of 2004, Greenspan and the SEC, they allowed the banks to change their what's called the capital ratios, the amount of assets that they keep on the books versus loans. It was for every dollar in assets, they could make roughly $12 in loans. They changed that so that for every dollar in assets, they could make $30 in loans. So it allowed the banks to keep a lot less capital on hand. It allowed them to do what we call structured finance. It allowed them to get involved in the global Ponzi scheme that eventually in 2006 in 2007 blew up, which caused the current crisis that we're still dealing with. So that brings us all the way up to the present. And in the present, just to give you an idea of, how the rules and how the accounting rules, it's basically the, the crisis, if you look at it in terms of just how the accounting rules are misused, you get a sense that pretty much that's where the source of all of the fraud takes place. So here you have, just on April 2nd, accounting rules for banks came back into effect, which allows them to avoid having to value on their books the true value of these busted securities and busted bonds, the so-called mark-to-market standard. So in other words, if you had a bond on your bank's book and it had dropped by 80 or 90 or 95% in value, you don't have to declare that in fact has dropped that much in value. What you do is you determine that according to a computer model, the value of that security might be worth something in the future, and maybe under certain conditions, the so-called mark-to-model method. And since they allow that to be imposed, to be enforced, you've got situations, for example, where Citigroup, they just came out and they said, thanks to these changes, Citigroup was able to book $1 billion in gains for the quarter, when in fact they're sitting on billions of dollars of losses. And it goes right down the line. Wells Fargo, of course, a similar situation. That's Warren Buffett's one of his big holdings. And so what this is all leading up to, Alex, is another leg of the banking meltdown. So we only had really the first leg, which started in the summer of 2007. That lasted about up until recently. And during that period of time, the banks, of course, are totally connected through Goldman Sachs and Tim Geithner and all the Goldman Sachs alumni and the Robert Rubens and all these guys, to the revolving door between the federal government and Goldman Sachs. They were able to get the government to give them tens of billions, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars, fresh IOUs, fresh commitments from the U.S. taxpayer to make whole all of the bad bets that they had made that had gone bust. And now that
they're globally
ensconced behind the, with that bailout money, and now that they have manipulated the market over the past couple of months and booked incredible gains through accounting tricks, through manipulating the bank stocks. The bank stocks, when Hank Paulson and then Geithner were threatening to implode the system unless they got that bailout money.
Yeah, back in early October.
Directly into the pocket of insiders and executives. It never really has filtered out into the general economy at all. So this is the first leg. The bankers have been taken care of. Now we're getting ready for the second leg. So the second major leg of the belt of the banking meltdown is now getting ready to start over the next short term. So this is, and we're already seeing it in countries around the world, like in Latvia, for example, which is a client of many of these banks on Wall Street. They are undergoing a major currency crisis as we speak. They are infecting, it's a huge contagion. They're infecting the Swedish banks. Once the Swedish banks now renationalized their banking system, a part of their banking system, they completely nationalized their system back in 1993. That will send a contagion to Western European banks. And of course, then the contagion will come right back to American banks once again. And I predict that by the end of the year, all these banks will go back to Congress and demand another 10, 12, 15 trillion in additional bailout money. And then this will be really when the total impact of the entire crisis fully hits, because at that point it'll become quite obvious that the currency, the paper currency that has fueled this fraud for decades, is truly worthless. And that's when you see this inflation that I've been talking about, and other guests on your show have been talking about it as well.
Max, that was my next question, and let's get into that now. $14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg, in the first 7 months, and we haven't got any new numbers in the last month, $10 trillion in the rest of the world, of taxpayer money that we have to pay interest on to give to bankers offshore. Now we're paying in bailout money to move GM to China and to Brazil and Russia. The public doesn't even understand that, along with the pensions going bye-bye, basically. Obama's saying he's going to balance the budget and all this delusional claptrap. And what is this going to do to the currency? You got Geithner getting laughed at. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, we talked about the currency situation a couple of days ago. And the U.S. dollar, of course, is the world reserve currency. And it has an interesting role in this global meltdown, because every time you find that there is a huge, let's say, crisis overseas, there's a knee-jerk reaction where people will buy back into the U.S. dollar temporarily as a safe haven. And then once the smoke clears and they realize that the U.S. is really the biggest basket case of all, the money flows out. Now, over the past 20 years, and certainly under Bush, one of the ways that the dollar was defended...
Hold on. Tell us how the dollar was defended in a moment, Max. Got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's W-H-O-L-E Cure.com. WholeCure.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, which whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally. $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
Okay, Max, I want you to get back into what you were covering there. The economic expert, Max Kaiser. But hold on. But before you get back into it, I want to be sure and kind of shift gears in the next segment for listeners to know that I want to talk about the on-the-ground effects of this, what it's going to start looking like on Main Street. It's already bleak out there as this deteriorates, and what you politically see in your crystal ball in the future coming out of this, not just in the U.S., but globally. You're in Europe. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, getting back to what we were saying before the break and what this is going to mean, you know, to the day-to-day reality. During the Bush years, the way that the U.S. was supporting the dollar was they would just, you know, invade countries, certainly under when Saddam Hussein started trading his oil in euros. That was one of the reasons that, you know, shortly thereafter you saw shock and awe and Bush invading Iraq. In Iran, they also were talking about trading their oil in euros. And, of course, the belligerence toward Iran heated up. And it was interesting that comments were made in the speech this week by Obama. He mentioned that the 1953 coup in Iran was in part facilitated by America's CIA, which is something that another one of your guests, John Perkins, the economic hitman, has been talking about in details in his book. So it's interesting that these things are coming to light. And it's not on the Alex Jones show, but it's coming from a major addresses from the President of the United States. So the things that you've been talking about that have really been in the shadows are now starting to come to light. Now, going forward, since so much is coming to light because of the work of people like yourself, these banks are going to have to rely more on financial engineering and financial fraud, financial skullduggery, and accounting fraud. Just to get back to the article I was quoting a moment ago about Citigroup, they reported a they got $346 billion of capital from the government. They went on, which accounted for 25% of their quarterly net income, thanks to a rule change in their accounting, and then another $2.7 billion before taxes came from an accounting rule that lets the company record income when the value of its own debt fails. So the company is trading with itself. And
they're buying their own debt and calling it a profit, like Treasury and Federal Reserve selling each other debt. This is the snake eating its tail situation. So they're in flames calling it record profit in delusion with idiots buying the stock in the stock market just as delusional.
It's like an arsonist getting paid in charcoal.
Funny.
So these guys are trading with themselves. So they're ramping up the accounting fraud because the era of the Bush era, you know, Bush was very simple. You know, he's a very simple program. To defend the dollar, we're going to go invade a country and kill a lot of people. But that era is over. Now we're entering an era of more of this accounting fraud and financial engineering. So what that means to the people on the street, people in their day-to-day lives, is that you're going to see more volatility. You're going to see the prices of things on various markets around the world
up and down
are going to become more volatile. So the
boing, boing,
market,
boing, boing.
I'm sorry?
Pogo sticking.
Yeah, more of this pogo stick action. So the stock market, bond market, precious metal markets, commodity markets, you're going to see a lot more what you would call beta, a lot more volatility, a lot more action, a lot more ups and downs, and more of a roller coaster ride, which, of course, is great if you're on the inside, like a Goldman Sachs banker, you know, or someone who's on the inside of Wall Street who knows how to, has experience, and they can profit from this volatility. But for most people, it's scary, and they're on this roller coaster of volatility with prices of the markets are going up and down in a hugely exaggerated ways.
And that's going to kill Main Street, is it not? That's going to kill Main Street further.
Well, yeah, it'll keep people, it will force people in the lowest possible return investments because they are perceived as safe. But of course, those investments are merely the feeder funds for the big profitable trades that are done on Wall Street. So,
yeah, so they're going to buy government bonds.
Quarantined, if you will, their investments are going to be in these, making 0.5%. Meanwhile, inflation will be raging. But they'll be so frightened to put their any capital to work in something that might benefit it from inflation, like precious metals or commodities, because the volatility will be so outrageous. So they're going to be cowering in the corner with their 0.5% or 1% CD. And meanwhile, the professionals on Wall Street are going to be racking up 20, 30, 40% annual gains by gaming the system and taking advantage of this incredible
volatility. Because that's where the money is when things are going up and down, because they're engineering it. They know how to place the bets because the dice are totally loaded. Long segment coming up with Max Keiser and your calls. Max, tell us more about what you see in the future politically when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And I got big news coming up, folks.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Good old Max Keiser. MaxKeiser.com is our guest. We're going back to him in just a moment. I have some big breaking news. And it's not just that H.R. 1207 to audit the private criminal Federal Reserve. That is the shadow government. That is the problem. I mean, if they get 22 more sponsors, they can pass it. I mean, this is a done deal if we just believe and get behind it. And so there's some breaking news. The Federal Reserve is striking back. We'll break this news that just came out in the last few minutes. I want to get Kurt Nimmo or Steve Watson or both to do a Friday report on this, because this is the good news is we blew up the Death Star. We're very close to it. The bad news is the Empire is striking back. So we'll get Max Kaiser's take on this breaking news in one moment. I do want to tell you about some of our sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the place to get storable foods. And in this crazy, depression-ridden, insane world, I believe in storable foods. I bought a lot of storable foods over the years as a hedge against stage terror, World War III, and depression. And I didn't like a lot of it. I got it. MSG or fillers. Not this stuff. Super high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, eFoodsDirect.com. They've got 3-day supplies, month supplies, year supplies, 5-year supplies. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in your garage or attic. That's where I got mine. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Don't procrastinate. Don't suck your thumb. Don't wait. Get prepared today. And on the same line of getting prepared, ladies and gentlemen, Ecolablue.com is the premier atmospheric water generator. Grabs the moisture right out of the air, 7.5 gallons a day with their smaller unit. Very affordable, then passes it through 7 filters, including carbon and reverse osmosis, neutral pH, no pollutants or toxins, absolutely the best water you've ever had. Literally, drink it. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or ecolablue.com. How do you spell that? E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. Ecolablue.com, or banners up on Infowars.com and Prison Planet. .com. Okay, here is the breaking news, and we'll get Max Kaiser's take on this. This just came out in the last 30 minutes. Earlier today, it came out there's 190 co-sponsors to audit the private Fed. People go, abolish it first! Ron Paul's a traitor! Ron Paul has a bill to abolish the private Federal Reserve. But he figured out a few years ago the best way to do it is to demand an audit, which everybody wants to know. The public, Congress always asks Bernanke, where's the money? He laughs at him and says, I'm above the law. Greenspan goes on Lair NewsHour and says it's in the Obama deception, saying they're above the law. So this is something that has a chance to pass. See, if we can get the door open off the castle, we can go in and throw the bums out. But we got to blow the door off the hinges first. That's what this is. Okay, so this is reality. We're moving forward. We're having a shot at this at winning. But what does the Federal Reserve do? Well, I want to tell you, the Fed has sent out tens of thousands of bureaucrats. They are paying school teachers and professors from every major university I know of. Right here in Texas, I see it in the news. They pay the university's grants and pay thousands of dollars a year to bring the professors in to pay them to go out and teach the Federal Reserve's good, the bailout's good, the banker takeover is good, because they're engaged in a coup through Northcom, but not just of the U.S., of the world. They admit it's a new bank of the world run by them. We pay carbon taxes, too. So Fed intends to hire lobbyists and campaign to buttress its image. Not only do they have these armies of lobbyists they're paying on the grassroots, they now are saying in Bloomberg, oh, they're going to lobby to fix their image in Congress. Bull. You read deeper, it's to lobby against being audited in H.R. 1207. They've never been audited. They have a fake audit where they audit the chairs and pencils, but not where the money goes. And Obama promised every dime of the bailout and every dime of the stimulus would be accounted for. Now it's a state secret. So the people that ran Bush run Obama. Max Kaiser, Federal Reserve intends to hire a veteran lobbyist and seeks to counter skepticism in Congress about the central bank's growing power over the U.S. financial system. Now, they tried the mind trick of saying, we're above the law, Mount Olympus in the clouds, you mere mortals are down there. Now Congress is becoming contemptuous of the godlike criminal bankers. Now their facade of infallibility and Zeusness is evaporating, and they're now dispatching hordes of minions everywhere. I think we got a chance to literally arrest these bastards. Max Kaiser, what say ye?
Well,
You know, the thing is, if you audit the Fed, you know, it's the same thing as abolishing the Fed, because there's nothing in the Fed. The Fed has swapped all of their treasury paper for all this worthless toxic assets that we've been talking about, that they are trying to, quote, mark to market and give a fictional value to. But if you actually do a Ron Paul-style audit and apply real value, you will find that the value is zero. So by auditing the Fed, it's the same thing as abolishing the Fed, because the Fed has nothing. Now, I'll tell you something that is very interesting, Alex Jones. The Fed, of course, and the Treasury are the purveyors of U.S. Treasury bonds. It is a well-known fact within the banking circles that for many years, the big banks on the street, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, have sold Treasury bonds, that they had no authority to do so, that they have in fact counterfeited those bonds or sold short, naked short selling of Treasury bonds that do not actually exist. If you're going to audit the Fed, that means you're going to have to audit the New York Fed, where Geithner was before he joined the Treasury Department.
Yeah, that's the head of the snake, for those that don't know.
And if you're going to do that, then you've got to also pursue this all the way to the fact, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, blow your head off or anything, but all the records for the SEC to account for all these naked short selling.
Building 7?
That's right.
I'm afraid they were blown up. Oh.
That's where it all goes. That's where the SEC, all those records were in that depository. And, you know, as I've always said since 9/12, that the Twin Towers were merely a cover for the target, the true target that day, were those SEC records that were held in Building 7. Now, something else that's interesting.
Well, let me stop you. I've noticed the elites pathologically love to do things that help them on win. Insurance fraud, be able to invade countries, police state. But you're absolutely right. So, but what I'm saying is, people will find out it's only a front for the private Federal Reserve owner banks and families and all the scams. Exactly. If you're able to ever audit them, and even trying to audit them and them fighting and covering up and acting suspicious, Ron Paul said on the show he knows his life is in danger doing this. And then meanwhile, our whining, pathetic patriot movement whines and bitches that he isn't doing enough. I mean, it's just mental illness. But sorry, Max, go ahead.
Well, it's like the old Woody Allen joke. He says, Doc, my brother thinks he's a chicken. What do you think we should do about it? And he said, well, you know, take these drugs and he'll stop thinking he's a chicken. But he says, but Doc, we need the eggs. So the lies are critical to the illusionary thinking. Now, here's something else about the New York Fed. The New York Fed is also where Germany keeps all of its gold. And Germany, if you saw it, very interesting with Brian Williams, I guess his name is, on. He was interviewing Obama in the White House. And during the meeting, Larry Summers got very excited and came in and said, what about the German thing? There's a Germany, the German problem. And people were asking, what's going on with Germany? Germany,
yeah, Merkel is saying, we're tired of your crap. Go ahead.
Well, Germany is demanding that the U.S. sends them back their gold. They've got 3,000 tons of gold. They've got the second or third biggest gold bullion reserve in the world. It's held in New York, in the New York Fed. They want it shipped back, like France had their gold shipped back in the 70s. When Nixon closed the gold window, you know, as part of the Nixon attempt to pay off the Vietnam War by printing up a lot of phony money.
France, so it appears the Ponzi scheme is teetering on the end of a pin here.
That's what Germany is sensing, and they want their gold bullion back. And if that's so, then it's less of a reserve that you can count in your accounting model. So that's why I say, going forward, you're going to have more accounting fraud, more accounting tricks. If you look at this story from Bloomberg today, creators of financial products have been running ahead of the law for many years. Okay, and they're talking about that financial products are being relied on more and more to try to engineer America out of their problem. Now, you ask me, where is politics going forward? I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. And we saw it in the last election. You know, in the last election, the Obama victory owes a large part to the presence of what were called prediction markets or event-driven markets. There was an Irish exchange called Intrade where people were buying and selling whether or not Obama would become president. Now, once you own a contract where you think someone's going to be a presidential winner, you're going to tend to vote for that person. So this is a blending we're going to see of the casino industry with the political establishment. And as more and going forward, more and more people are going to be taking speculative bets vis-a-vis these online betting exchanges and prediction markets. And I know these pretty well because I invented the, as you pointed out at the top of the show, I invented the technology for virtual betting that went into the Hollywood Stock Exchange. And then Cantor Fitzgerald bought that company, and they moved it, in fact, to the top floor of the World Trade Towers.
No.
Just a few months before 9/11, which is how I know that there were brokers working in the towers buying puts on airlines based on the rumor of a plane exploding.
No.
So these guys were betting on their own demise because I know because I was talking directly to them because they had just bought my company. But anyway, so these virtual bets and virtual trading platforms are going to be more of a factor in elections going forward. So the politicians, instead of trying to persuade you using commercials and TV and media, they're going to try to get you to buy stock in them, to make bets in them, so you have a vested interest in the outcome. And so it'll become much more like a casino gambling environment. And this is and people, as they lose their job and as wages continue to erode, there's going to be more people who are going to try to make their living in gambling. And gambling is going to become a lot more sophisticated. You're going to see online gambling become legalized in America because it's going to be a source of huge revenue. And many people are going to become more professional gamblers to replace their manufacturing.
All right, let me stop you, Max. So where you're going with this is, and I agree, they're admitting this is where they're going. All the fiat gambling, made up crap, toxic derivatives, certified paper, all of these scams that got us into this, they're saying the answer is diving completely into it and letting the false casino economy literally take over all of society to where it's just gambling world with nothing but prostitutes and corrupt police and fat cats gambling everywhere and bureaucrats ruling over the farms and ranches with those people literally as slaves producing food for them, and then soon they'll become delusional and make people eat scraps of derivative paper that symbolize eggs. I mean, we're just entering into a vortex of mass delusion.
Well, virtual property is already a huge business on sites like Second Life and other sites where people are buying and selling virtual trinkets, and it's a I think it's approaching a billion-dollar industry now of virtual economics. On cyber.
Yeah, the new Xbox. The false phony economy is eating the real universe. And the new Xbox, you biometrically scan yourself in, and these kids are like, I'm an admiral that rules 75 galaxies in this planet, but the guy can't get a woman. Look, you freaks, it's not the real world. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kaiser.
Forced work slave camps. It'll be forced gaming slave camps.
Exactly. Oh, you must produce more.
So the virtual economy. So I think that's correct. Instead of trying to pull back from all the fraud and accounting and all of the speculation, there's going to be a massive push to make it even more retail, more established, and to break it down into more of a micropayment situation.
To so pump it into the new bubble.
The new bubble is going to be driven by micro. The micro payment schemes, you know, anybody with
the micro loans, getting everybody into loan sharking bubbles and then selling the loan shark derivatives.
Well, we're seeing it already in the commodity markets. You know, the commodity markets, they're packaging right now collateralized commodity obligations because the collateralized debt obligations, of course, that market is dried up.
And they're also betting. I mean, you know this, Max. They're saying the holy grail that will save us will be the carbon credits that shuts down real industry, but then you pay Al Gore your carbon indulgence, like you're buying it from St. Peter's Basilica to get your mother out of hell.
Well, I've written a lot about carbon credits, and the problem is that the governments are not strict in their allocation of credits, and so that market is becoming as corrupt as any other market. You know, markets, there's nothing wrong with markets per se if people follow the rules. But since the people who make money in markets buy politicians and then they change the rules, it becomes, as you have a story on your site today called neo-medievalism or neo-feudalism. And it's basically shows that as profits that are made in capitalism are used to buy politicians, and these politicians are then basically abdicating their role as public servants and just changing the rules to make it easier to make more speculative profits. You go back to this medieval period of gated cities and walled cities where people are serving up the gambling trinkets through the internet, and everyone else is kind of living in a no man land, a virtual wasteland. And that you see that kind of happening right now, and you see it happening with these huge gaming establishments. And I think the big story in the next year, as the economy continues to shrink, is that the online gambling is going to be passed in America, and that's going to open the door to just a Pandora's box of an incredibly another, as you point out, as you say, that's going to be the next bubble.
I tell you, this is going to end. The governments are still investing even more in the stock market now that it's unstable, and they're literally write us tickets on the street and then take the money and invest it in stock markets. And so I guess it's just going to be the sheriff's going to be shaking the coins out of our pockets so he can go stick it in the slot machine of Wall Street.
Well, you mentioned that on my show, which, by the way, is on MaxKaiser.com, my interview with Alex Jones. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I think it came out pretty well. This is for a Mideast television station that I do a weekly show there called On the Edge with Max Kaiser. And we try to get into this material from my perspective, which is I've worked in and around finance for 25 years. So I know how to actually dissect the architecture and take apart the layers and layers of the scams to kind of look at how they work mechanically, because that's always very
all right, Max, stay there. Yeah, you've got a BBC show, a Press TV show. We've got it up on screen. Yes, I was honored to be on the show. And we talked about how 10% of Texans and growing have warrants out for us. Yes, stay there. And we'll be right back and talk about that.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them.
there are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, they are giving us a new national symbol. You may not have heard this. We're going to be showing it live at PrisonPlanet.tv. The White House made the announcement just a few minutes ago. There it is from WhiteHouse.gov. There is the new national symbol, no longer an eagle, but it is an all-powerful hand, interdimensional, greedy, control freak hand, shaking down a taxpayer with all of the money and change falling out of his pockets. That is the new international symbol. They're thinking about just having it being a SWAT team commander holding somebody by their leg, shaking the money out, because that's actually who'll be extracting it if you don't submit to the control freak parasite class. Okay, Max Kaiser, yes, all over the country. But and I was on your show, and I knew it was approaching 10%. You said, what about 10% of Texans having arrest warrants? So I Googled it and saw these news articles. I wasn't actually aware of that when I was on your show, and you asked me. I knew it was approaching that. And some counties, it was more like 15%. And they're now giving you tickets for 1 mile over the speed limit in many areas. They admit they're going to do all their budget shortfalls on fining and feeing, and I mean, this is just what's going to happen when people can't pay anymore so that the police can put the money in the casinos. I mean, what is this coming towards? I see a collision course. I see revolution, Kaiser.
Yeah, well, you know, the shakedown in Texas and around the country is just that. All of the rhetoric that was put out there to fight this so-called war on terror, simply put into place the surveillance state and the surveillance technology to nickel and dime people to death. The intention was never to make people more secure. The intention has always been to shake people down because they know that these debts are going to have to be paid in some way. And just to get back to what we're saying about the fusion of the political establishment and the casino business, you know, I can envision now going forward when online gambling becomes legal in America as a necessity to create the new bubble to try to get the economy going again. You'll have a situation like, well, if you remember during Bush when he sent all Americans a check for $600, and as part of his one of the first stimulus packages. You know, going forward, they'll just send you 600 more chips, in more casino chips. And there won't be a pretense that they want you to go participate in the economy anymore, in the consumer economy anymore, because there won't be anything to buy anymore, because it's all going to be gone. But what they do want you to do is they want you to go and speculate on these online casinos, and they'll give you the chips to do it. And as you get to elections, you're going to be voting for whoever promises not to give you low interest rates or low home loans or cheaper prices. You're going to vote for whoever's going to give you more casino chips because they're all going to be jacked into the online casino world, you know, begging for more chips. Now you're saying, is there a revolution coming? When is the here's a question for you, Alex. I want to ask you a question.
All right, we got 1 minute.
To you. It's a very simple question. You know, I listen to your show, and people come on the show and they say, hey, the Second Amendment right gives people the right to bear arms. And if you go back historically and you do the research on that, you find out that the Founding Fathers put this in place as a way to give the population or the militias.
So do we have a physical confrontation? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, the ability to defend against tyranny, right?
Yes.
That was the risk that the Founding Fathers foresaw that, you know, absolute
power. So what's,
power
Max, we're almost out of time. What's the question?
The question is, why? What are people waiting for? Because clearly the tyranny exists now.
Well, there's no doubt the tyranny today is greater than King George III. It's just that...
So what are people waiting for then?
Well, I mean, they're waiting because they're trying to exhaust every other avenue, but who knows what it's going to come to. They're certainly gearing up to wage war on us, so yeah. Max Kaiser, great job. We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live.
Thank you for listening.
Be sure and join us. God bless you all.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good job, Genesis.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.